Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. I am delighted, and I will also say it is my pleasure to welcome each and every one of you, especially CHK 97.6 listeners in Onitsha and its environs. I thought it was going to take up until the weekend to make Onitsha happen. But indeed, you have people, you have sons, you have daughters, you have hardcore and diehard Biafrans. As soon as the instruction was given to make sure that Onitsha comes online, lo and behold, this very evening, the whole of Onitsha is buzzing because Radio Biafra is on CHK 97.6 in Onitsha, live and direct. Live and direct. We have now more or less covered every major town and city in the heart of Biafra land. We are fanning out. Don't worry about that. We are going to go to everywhere. Our technology is second to none. Almost invisible to the enemy. That is why they tremble anytime we come live on air. If this is your first time, you are about to receive a baptism of fire. This is Radio Biafra, unlike any other radio station. You are about to come very, very close and face to face with the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Eziokwu na-agbakọnwa. Eziokwu bụ ihe. You are about to encounter something that is life-changing, something that is extraordinary. I will ask you not to listen alone. If you're within Onitsha, Oka, Mkpo, Junction, Inasaba, if you're in Ihiala, Orumba North, Orumba South, all of those places in Ogbaru, I ask you to go and inform your neighbors, tell those who are around you, tell them that something new, something phenomenal, something that is so tremendous, it is unstoppable, relentless in its approach and pursuit of what is right before heaven and before this very earth. What is that thing? The restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. We are talking about the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here, in case you don't know. We have come that those who we are subsumed into darkness may be brought into the light. That those of you fed lies for very many years will once again understand what it is and what it means to be confronted with the stark naked truth. You're about to become a genuine child of heaven. You're about to be baptized in the fire, in the understanding, in the commitment, and in the courage of what it takes to be a true and genuine hardcore Biafran. Therefore, I welcome each and every one of you. Radio Biafra is a global phenomenon, by which I mean Radio Biafra is all over the world. Rue ebe niile ụwa sọtụrụ. People are listening to us this very moment. Heads of state listen to Radio Biafra. The monkeys and the baboons of the Zoological Republic that want to transform themselves from animal into human beings, they also listen to Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra has a unique advantage of transforming wild animals into sensible human beings. Once you listen to Radio Biafra for at least about a week, you will begin to grow senses that you never knew you had before. You will begin to look at things differently. Your range of perception, your ability to critically appraise and analyze, your ability to reason will be exponentially expanded beyond your wildest dreams, beyond what is capable had you been left without the knowledge of this most phenomenal of platforms. We are coming to you live and direct with the time now standing at approximately 13 minutes, if I am not mistaken, 13 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here. We are in London, in the United Kingdom, Very soon we shall return back to Biafra land from whence we came. We were in Biafra land up until about a few weeks ago when we came out to source for items and materials necessary for the continuous propagation of the gospel of the redemption, the gospel of the restoration, this very gospel that will usher in not just kingdom, but also its presence upon the face of this very earth. Republic of Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not afraid. We are without fear before our enemies. And for that very reason, Chukwu Abiama has given us the courage to undertake this most noble of every enterprise known to man. To call down the kingdom of heaven onto this very earth is a divine task. I repeat what I've just said. To bring down the kingdom of heaven, to make the prayer of Yahweh Heshua come to pass, to make by Yahweh Heshua we mean Jesus Christ, by Chukwu Abiama we mean God in heaven, in case you don't understand. Here we are very, very original. We don't believe in anything that the white man feeds us, because we are learned, we are intellectuals of extraordinary capacity. Yes, if you last for 5 minutes, then you know you're educated. 5 minutes and you'll be dismantled from head to toe with superior knowledge that you can never ever come into contact with. Even if you live to be 1,000 years old. It is not arrogance. No, not at all. It's because we are sure of who we are. Because we are learned. Believe you me, we are. This evening you'll find out. What we are doing is to fulfill the prayer that Jesus Christ prayed, Yahweh Heshua. They asked him, they said, Master, teach us how to pray. And he said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. That is where we are right now. To call down the presence of Chukwu Abiama from heaven to this very earth. There is only one place that God can come to. And that is Biafra land, and I have proof. Scientific and otherwise, that is proof. Incontrovertible proof. That should Chukwu Abiama leave heaven tomorrow morning to come down to this very earth, the first place he will come to is in Biafra land. The land that is holy and blessed. The land that has everything. The only land in this whole world where coal and oil occur side by side. There is no other country. I challenge you, there is no other country on earth. Maybe you don't quite understand me, and I'll repeat what I said. In Biafra land is the only place on earth where coal and crude oil occur side by side. There is no other place on earth where that is obtainable. If you travel to Enugu and you're standing on one of the hills surrounding Enugu, you will see an exact replica of Jerusalem. I will tell you again so you understand what I'm saying. I am giving you little pointers to indicate that Biafra land is indeed holy. Very, very holy, I tell you. Ndibalagieniyi, we know that very well. But we are doing all we can to restore her to her former glory. If you're standing on any hill surrounding Enugu, it is the exact replica of Jerusalem. Go and have a look. Radio Biafra is not ordinary. We just don't broadcast. We preach the gospel of restoration. Biafra existed before, so we are not actualizing anything. We have been in existence for 5,000 years. 5,000 years. Older than the whole of Europe put together. What we are doing is to ask Chukwu Abiama to make us whole once again, because now we are not complete. That is why here every blessed day, morning and night, we offer unremitting, unadulterated, well-sequenced praise to heaven to honor what Chukwu Abiama is about to do in our lives and to give him thanks and praise for what he did with our ancestors. For having brought us to that very holy land. Having mandated us to bring light where there is darkness. To come to illuminate the conscience of mankind. For that we shall remain forever grateful. And for all our shortcomings, our ills, our trespasses, we also devote to Chukwa Biama to please be merciful. Be merciful unto your children, we pray. In public, we do so. We do not hide who we are. Because we are the children of heaven. We pray in public. We pray in secret, it doesn't matter. As long as we offer all the prayers and all the praise, all the adoration, all the uplifting of name, everything that we are, we possess all that we could ever be. To the glory of heaven, that in the end, only Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised. We don't worship idol. The white man worships idol. We don't worship idol here. We worship the one true God in heaven, Chukwu Abiama. Nothing in between. For he told us that he is a jealous God. That's what he said. You will have no other God before me, none beside me, none to compare with me, because I am the Lord of hosts, visiting upon the children of those of them to the fifth generation that despise me. I visit them with iniquity, and unto those that obey my statutes, I will restore their inheritance. Our inheritance was lost to our Safulani. Now we are restoring that inheritance. That inheritance is Biafra. And Chukwu Abiama, being so merciful, Biafra must come in our lifetime. For he is God, and not man. Chukwu Abiama is God in heaven and not man on this very earth. Therefore, we remain without fear before our enemies. Here on Radio Biafra, we speak the truth, regardless of the consequences. Here on Radio Biafra, we help those who are unable to help themselves. Here on Radio Biafra, we do no wrong that Chukwu Abiama may love us. In a contemporary setting, we remain incorruptible. We don't know corruption and can never know corruption as long as we live, because the God we serve, Chukwu Abiama in heaven, will not allow us to, because we are doing his work. We are therefore incorruptible, beyond corruption. When the time comes in the future, we will be used as reference points for those of them seeking high office. We are incorruptible. We have come to restore Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. And for that very purpose, we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. And yet we're unto popular, because we wear our righteousness as a garment without blemish. Without blemish. Chukwu Abiama is our witness, without blemish, I tell you. Having offered all this praise to heaven, I am now at liberty to very humbly announce to the whole world, those of you who are listening, joining us for the very first time. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this planet. We are in over 88 countries and counting. The commander of all Haloyu forces, and in the same virtue, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of heaven, I will now, tomorrow, next year, and forever remain a loyal, dedicated servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, as encapsulated in the creed of the indigenous people of Biafra. I presume, I believe also, that very shortly, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, will be able to join us, that we may complete this very effort. Because I have not come alone. The Directorate of State is with me. Uchemefo, of course, comes behind. Barrister is there. Mazi Asiebu is there. So also is the engineer Irania. Our march is relentless. Do you know what that means? We never ever stop. We have never stopped. We have been walking away in secret, trying to bring our people to a situation and a position where they can exercise their right to freedom. That time has come. That time is the 28th of March. That very day, we are not going to vote. If you go to vote, you are giving the zoo called Nigeria your mandate. And I want us to debate this very issue. I want this issue debated so our people understand where we're coming from. There were two young men that engaged me in a debate today, and in the end, they said they have been turned around. Now they understand where we are coming from, and they are going to do everything humanly possible to support this very endeavor, this very effort to restore their dignity, to restore their hope, and to make sure that in time to come, they will also have employment, because right now, if you're a graduate, you become unemployed instantly. That is what we're doing here. To educate, to enlighten, to inform, to bring awareness, and also to impart knowledge. Barrister has come to me, and I will ask him in the only style that he is accustomed to please very graciously, starting with those of them in Onitsha this very moment, to very warmly and very kindly accept the very presence of the wonderful people all over this very planet in various countries. They are known as IPOB families. Collectively, we are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are listening via our radios, our satellites, and also online. That in the end, Biafra may come. Barrister, please go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
When things are called, is always responded to. At any given time, Director Nnamdi Onwa, the commander himself, Oshimaride Iagbonachukwu, he is somewhere seated here in London, but his voice is worldwide. It's a wave that everybody catches at a given time. I say hello to you, Director. I greet every Biafran wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We preach to you every day and night. We will never get fed up. We can never be tired. Because we have dedicated our souls, ourselves, to serving the people of Biafra. We've taken it upon ourselves to make sure that this particular kingdom is restored. I'm very happy, very grateful that Onitsha, at the end, have joined this queue. We thank those in Aba, Umuahia, Owerri, now Onitsha, Mbise. I'm sure Mbise, very soon you'll be buzzing as well, because everybody must be taken on board. We cannot fight alone. Those in Calabar, those in Akwa Ibom, those in Buguma, Degema, those in Igbocha, Igwenga, those in Aniocha, Anioma, our people, those in Kubuta, we greet those everywhere in Biafra land. Lower Benue is part of us. We call those in Edo who are part of us to come and listen to the gospel of Chukwu Abiama in restoration to Biafra land. That is what we have. It's been long coming. But we rejected the spurious language from Islam. Islam is a peaceful religion, made to deceive all of you. I was watching a video. These guys are still chopping people's neck off, using a blunt knife to cut somebody, to punish you in agony. And these are the people who are close to us. Hausa man is telling you that oil in Biafra belongs to him. He realized we are not the same people. That to God who has brought us together. Which God brought us together? Water and oil is a concoction from Britain. Only for one thing. To take our oil. That is all. That is the reason why the amalgamation took place. To better the Hausa people. and up to today, that is still going on. Even Jonathan, we thought that could be our own man, is still serving the house of Fulani Boko Haram, decorating their own states. But Abba is in ruins. We preach this every day because it's so upsetting that you have food but you can't eat. You produce things you cannot eat. Our women has been bastardized, children sold, organs dismantled, children of Biafra. Not minding what we suffered 1967 to 1970. 6.3 million of Biafrans, yet nobody has been called into account. Obasanjo is walking around. Gowan is walking up and down, dancing kukere in the graves of our people. The God-chosen people. And we ourselves, we've not helped the situation. We are here grassing one another, collecting peanuts in the name of money, turning our people into different places. Whilst those who are in abroad are dying and they think they are here for a greener pasture. No. Majority of them are in jail. Most of them are dead. And parents would think that their children are looking after them and coming to bring money down back to Biafra. We have decided at this point in time that all of us are going home. We have a country that produces what mankind can live on forever throughout the entirety of man's kingdom. We've been hoodwinked, we've been cheated, we've been messed up and down, we've been abused, accused, and brought to our knees. But we said, here on IPOB, we are many. Director has pointed that out. Those in the United States, in Australia, we are all over the place. In Senegal, they are all there. Everybody is attentively listening. For those who are joining in, please do not be in a rush to call. I'll advise you to listen. Listen and listen and listen before you can pick up the phone and call. Because there's been a lot of new callers. You'll not be making things easier for us. Listen before you can act in the name of calling. And when you do call, please turn off your listening devices. It's like we've been teaching this for the past 4 years. When you call and hear the voice of Director Nnamdi Kanu, turn off your listening devices, after which you put your devices on, you will hear the tail end of your conversation. If not, during a replay of the broadcast, you will hear yourself fully. But when you listen to your devices and then talking to the director, you make a mess of whatever we're doing here. We are professionals. Those trying to look after your people, those trying to look after their friends, we know what we are doing, and nobody can buy us. Okorocha and PDP are thinking that we are buyable. Okorocha tried it earlier, 3 years ago. We rejected his offer. We don't want any politician to fund what Radio Biafra is doing here. Radio Biafra is funded by Biafrans, nobody else. We don't have any godfather. We remain votive to what we do here on Radio Biafra. I greet all of you, and I thank you, and I ask all of you to please stay tuned. Do not call until the director has finished. Don't clog off the phone lines. We are here to restore Biafra. We are not joking. We are serious. Director, as always, I'm here.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister, accomplished in every way conceivable. Thank you very much for that. We welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra. We are on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. Simulcasting, transmitting across swathes of Biafra land. We are also on satellite. We are on DASAT. We are on DSTV. Radio Biafra can be found on MyTV Strong. Our orbiting satellites are plenty. Eutelsat, Amos 2, Amos 4 and 5, Arab satellite, Dar satellite, and many more in between. Radio Biafra is online at www.radiobiafra.co. You can download tuning app on your mobile phone. So if you travel out of the reach of CHK 97.6, you can switch over to your mobile phone as long as you have data. You can switch over also to your iPad. You can also switch over to your laptop computer or your mainframe computer, depending on your preference. Any device you have that is internet accessible should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Our lines will be opened at the appropriate time, and when we do so, we shall invite you to please call Radio Biafra to state your views, to categorize, to assert your position, that we may be able to learn from it, and in turn, you also be able to learn from us. Together, we learn from each other for the advancement of the restoration of Biafra to the glory of Chukwu Abiama in heaven. I welcome you, wherever you are. We are on +44208133-9976. If you want to call Radio Biafra to offer your opinion, your views, your concerns, your advice, you are at liberty to please call 0044 if you're calling from civilized countries. But if you're calling from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, you call 0094-208-133-9976. Radio Biafra is also on +44 or 0044 or 00944, depending on where you are, 78313-08376. With this number I've given to you, +44 78313-08376, we are also on WhatsApp. Most of you are there already. Some converse throughout the whole day. We are also on Viber on the same number, +44 78313-08376. That number gets you onto Tango as well. Everywhere you go to, we are there. Our Skype name is Radio Biafra. One word in lower casing, Radio Biafra. Go there if you wish to call us via Skype as well. Our lines are not open yet. I will not advise anyone to call us. You should try and exercise some patience. We will go to the news headlines and accompanying news summary before we open our lines for you to call. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. Go and tell those around you. It is your responsibility. If you hear it, you will tell other people about it as well. The zoo is collapsing. Everybody is taking extraordinary precaution to ensure their safety and well-being. And the United States Embassy is no exception to this very rule. We are reporting this evening that as a result of the murderous outrage of Boko Haram, sponsored by Buhari, supported by Rocha Sokrocha, we are making it very, very explicit and clear. I'll repeat. Boko Haram, you see today, was given the impetus to murder, to pillage, to kill by Muhammadu Buhari of APC. Buhari opened his mouth and said, "I will make Nigeria ungovernable." The fact that some people got together and considered Buhari a credible candidate to contest for the presidency in a society that he is destroying at the same time speaks volumes about the mental capacity of black people. I say it all the time. In any other country in the world, that murderer will be in jail or dead. This is the same man that came to Owerri as a conqueror. This man came into Owerri and killed as many people as possible. In the same Owerri, Rocha Sokrocha is bringing Buhari into Owerri to come and preach to our people so they can name him Okechukwu. Monya guri Okechukwu, monya yiwara efo Okechukwu, ekwensu ga kpunu ni noku. All of you will perish. The same way those families died in pain and anguish under the sword and bullet of Buhari in Owerri, so shall your families be mowed down. So shall you all perish. The same way Buhari closed down families in Biafra land, so shall your own family be closed down for daring to bring that murderer into the sacred land of Biafra. If you are not educated enough to understand what we're talking about, you go back to school. Buhari massacred and slaughtered our people. I don't know for other places. I know the massacre in Asaba was conducted by Murtala Muhammad and Haruna. I know that the world did not want to investigate. Why? Because the world doesn't want anybody to know that indeed Biafrans are the children of God. They don't want anybody to know. Haruna and Murtala Muhammad presided over the systematic, cold-blooded, genocidal massacre of our people in Asaba. The same way the British did with the Kumeko. I was saffful and he finished it off. That even some of them, including Stella Ojukwu, turned into Stella Damasus, which she confessed with her own mouth. Her surname is Ojukwu, but today they say, some of them say, we are not Ibo, stupid people. But thank goodness that Anioma has sensible men and women, sons and daughters, who are reasonable. Change their family name from Ojukwu to Damasus so that they will not be killed. By Awosa Fulani, today you say you're a Nigerian. How stupid does that sound? People that came and killed your mothers, your fathers, killed your children, that Rocha Sokrocha is bringing to Owerri. People without shame or honor. No shame and no honor. People wonder why we are asking for a boycott. You boycott the elections because if you go to vote, it shows you are an idiot. You are supporting the continuation of the zoological republic. You have not given us any impetus at all to go around the world and say, we are ready to be free. We shall go into that later. The reason for all this detour is to contextualize, to bring into focus the man that Buhari is and the role he played in Boko Haram. He has always been a killer from time, an Islamist killer. He is a murderer from time immemorial. Some of you forget because you're from Black Africa. Anywhere else in the world, Buhari will be dead. They will try him and they will hang him until he stops breathing. But in the zoo, he is a presidential candidate. Okorocha left a party that Chekwa Sokoria formed that was given relevance by the presence of His Excellency Dim Chukwuma Kodumegwu Ojukwu. He used it to become governor and then he went to Awosa Party, APC. Do you see where we are coming from? Most of you will not see it, but I'm sure some will. United States, as a result of the activities of Buhari, the reason why today USA is tightening their embassy security in the zoo called Nigeria is because of the activities and the utterances of Buhari. America must know that. Without Buhari saying what he said, I will make Nigeria ungovernable, today United States embassy will not be tightening their security. I'm sure USA, they know that very well. These are the baboons you want to vote for. Of course, they will come and accuse us of being sponsored by PDP. Then when we lay into PDP, they will say we are sponsored by APC. Everybody, there is confusion amongst the criminals. The only reason why you contest for political office is because you want to steal. That's all. Will people drink water from the tap? The answer is no. Will there be electricity that they have been promising for 60 years? The answer is no. Of what use then are you? Some little child wrote today that Okorocha wants to open a seaport in Oguta. Hi, Iberiba Omuaka, Iberiba Warrior. We have seen them before. All these useless, grandiose. Even our sister Stella Odua said she was going to build aircraft maintenance center in Ogbaru. That PDP will build aircraft maintenance center. And I asked our beloved sister, you want to build aircraft maintenance center? She said yes. I said, but the aircraft maintenance center, they will need to land in an airport or airfield or airstrip. Where is it? They started to scratch their heads. And that proposal was put. But if they come to the villages that tell you all this nonsense and you're jumping up and down. You cannot build ordinary second Niger Bridge. Ministry of Works is broke. Mr. Gan build seaport. You think you're talking to children? Do we look like children that you're talking to? Oh, that the whole villages that they're jumping up and down, they're going to get seaport. Adrisa is going to build a maritime university. Those that graduated from the normal university, do they have jobs? The answer is no. He wants to build another one. United States is tightening the security around their embassy in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Every Nigerian is an animal, Makadiga Mama, in case you're joining us for the first time. If you identify yourself as a Nigerian, it means your brain cells are incomplete. Imagine the kokoko. Because there is no place called Nigeria until the white man came. We had our names. The white man came and changed everything. And said, you are Nigeria now. And I said to them, before Frederick Lugard came, what was your name? That's how you catch them, Nigerians. Okay, allow them to rant and rave after a while. You ask them, before Frederick Lugard came, before the little drunken white harlot named it Nigeria, what was your name before then? You will see deafening silence everywhere. And I'm warning Wole Soyinka when I trap him any day. That's the first question I will ask him so he can prepare his answers. Before Nigeria, what was your name? As they say, Ekwusigo, end of discussion. Debate closed. Very simple, isn't it? I told them that we are learned. Just to do this work. What was your name before they named you the zoo? Umu monkey. Umu enwe. What was your name? I ask you. Oh, you don't have a name. Before you answered Clement or Hillary, don't you have a name before? Ah, Obogene, what is your name? Is the question. Before Oyibo came, what was your name? Well, here we make you discover who you are. Imanonye, will you know yourself? By the time you go back, some people, after listening to Radio Biafra, they cry for about 4 or 5 hours. And they get up in the morning, they see that all their pillows just wet with tears. They've been crying because they have now repented. They have seen the light. You come to Radio Biafra and you see the light. If you don't change, then you know your father is from Awosa Fulani land. That your mother was wayward. As simple as that. As you well know, here we don't take any prisoners. Listen to Radio Biafra and your life will change. If you're a truthful person, even your kwa say you go to NTA. Here we speak the truth always. We don't care if you're happy, if you're sad, that is your business. As long as we speak the truth, that is what matters here. Also on Boko Haram, as America is tightening up their security, 120 dead bodies found in a house in the village of the Adamawa state governor. 120 bodies found dead. No PVC, no voter card, no INEC register. 120 dead. Why did they die? Because your name is Nigeria. As long as you answer the name Nigeria, you will continue to die. But you'll be dying every blessed day. You will perish. It's a name that is cursed. A name that in any airport of the world, once you bring out a green passport, everywhere will be shut down. They know the criminals have come. Nandoshia Biakwazo, they have come. Ebene Bokogo. Nigerian has come. Everybody's at alert. I don't know if you have flown any aircraft from the zoo and tried to land in a place like Amsterdam. They have dogs, police dogs waiting for you. Ndioshi Nandiyama. Once you're a Nigerian, you're a thief. until you open your mouth and confess. You go down on your knees, you pray to Chukwuebiamah, you say, I am not a Nigerian, Chukwuebiamah, forgive me, I am a Biafran. You confess. You will not get put me here. Out of ignorance, I used to tell people I'm a Nigerian, but now I have discovered the truth. I have seen the light. I am a Biafran. Do you understand? I'm sure now you do. 120 dead bodies found in a house in the village of the Adamawa State Governor. Everybody's crying. All of you will die. Go out on the 28th to vote. Ibulatagi knows. You know, some of you are very crude. The worst thing you can ever meet is an educated, illiterate woman. The worst kind. They argue so senselessly, it is untrue. Why do you want to go and vote? Oh, because Jonathan is there. After Jonathan, then we wait for Igbo presidency, and then we ask for Biafra. Are you not an idiot? That means that the cause you are pursuing is not noble or sacred enough. That is why you have time frame to it. That type of reasoning and mindset is the reason why Biafra has never come. I remember a white man saying to me, but you have Igbo people in politics in the zoo. Why do you want Biafra? If you people don't want or like Nigeria, why don't you say you don't want to participate? It's called protest. If you don't vote on the 28th, you are protesting, telling the whole world, Anemebu, what they're doing to us here is not correct. We are not going to vote. They will ask you, why don't you want to vote? It is not the same thing as census, for your information. Census does not confer any mandate. That is the difference. This one does. I'm trying to draw them into that line of debate and they keep running away. Election means you're giving somebody power to exercise authority over you. Census is just census. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's the difference. INEC have now recovered 1,300 stolen voter cards in Rivers, and they want to have election on 28th. Everybody is a thief. INEC has now turned to police. Going to see where PVCs have been stolen. They have recovered. Is this election credible? Can anybody look at it? Stolen cards everywhere. Oh, Chineke na menendi, menu matroge bere biko. Anyone na Chineke. I want people to reason. Ask yourself a simple question. The Oyibo you love so much and respect and bow before those that created you, Nigerians. Do you think in England they will tolerate such rubbish? Once there is discrepancy in one constituency, they shut everything down and started all over again. Civilized people. That's how they behave. People who are civilized. Nigerians are baboons and monkeys and incapable, infinitely incapable of civilization. Incapable of civilization. Anywhere else, do you understand what it means to vote? Voting is so important in Australia. If you don't vote in Australia, they jail you. That is how important voting is. To come to a country, today they have stolen PVC here. The other day, a Akwaibom PVC is in Nasarawa. Nasarawa voter card is in Edo State. Edo State voter card is in Zungeru. What nonsense is that? Is that how you vote? I'm asking, is that how people are supposed to be voting? Just tell me. Incompetence upon incompetence. Why? Because an Awasa man is in charge. That is the key. Anywhere Awasa goes to, there is monumental incompetence. John Mahama, Ghana. And Ghana today is suffering. Why? An Awasa man is in charge. Naturally incompetent. I'm sure that those in our nature, some of them are now developing heart attack. But it's okay. This is Radio Biafra. We hear, we speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's what we're here for. INEC recovers 1,300 stolen PVCs in Rivers. the government of the Zoological Republic, by that we mean Nigeria. The president of Nigeria is a zoologist, presiding over monkeys and other types of animals all over the zoo, scattered, everybody with their degree of stupidity, parading up and down, thinking they are learned, when they know nothing, a country that is so lawless, they don't even have a law. There is no law in the zoo. It depends on how much you give to the judge or magistrate. Is that a country? Is that a nation, I ask? One monkey said to me today, "Oh, why don't you come back so we can build it together?" I said, "You are mad. You and who build what together? Are you drunk? I never knew who you were before the white man came. And I don't want to know you. I tell me, Monye, I don't want to know you. If you want oil from my country, we can give you oil for free. If you want to have a shower with it, that is your business. We just want to be free, that's all. I don't want to stay in a country that has Sultan or Emir in it. I don't want to stay there. I don't. Because in America, there is no Sultan. Is there any Sultan in the USA? All of you came for visa to go to America. Is there any Emir? Emir of Florida? Is there any Shehu? Shehu of Indiana? Simple questions. Is it difficult? Those of them in America asking you to be one in one country with Islam. In America, in your own country, do you have Alekali? Or do you have Alamajiri? Do you have people, do you have cattle raiders in America? Oh, you don't have it, but you want me to have one. Oh, it won't work for you. And to tell you how Islamic the zoo is, the federal government have now inaugurated a council for Islamic insurance system in the zoo called Nigeria. Are you listening? They have their own Islamic bank. Now it's Islamic insurance. Next is a Sharia insurance, a Sharia bank. You know where? Those of you, you know what, I've not told you, have I? That Okorocha took a loan from Islamic bank. Do you know that? That have completed roundabout. He took a loan, not from any normal bank. Ask Okorocha, did you? A simple question. Did you, Okorocha, or did you not take loan from Islamic bank? And what are the conditions the Muslims gave you before they gave you those loans? Church Abasago. It is speedy. Who told you that rubbish? Okorocha, how much did Islam give you via Islamic bank? How much did you borrow from them? And who is in charge of every general hospital in Imo State? Is it not Dr. Shuaibu from Kaduna? An Awasa man in charge of hospitals. No wonder it was not a robot. Those in the medical profession in Imo State knows better, don't they? Who is in charge of all the general hospitals in Imo State? Onyawosa. Now they have Islamic insurance system. Now my question to the Zoological Republic is, where is the Christian insurance system, please? None. Absolutely none. We are giving you our headlines in the usual Radio Biafra style. We don't do things because other people are doing it. We develop our own unique style and brand of broadcasting that today people are copying it. Yorubas are copying what we are doing. I showed it to the admins on Facebook today. Do you see they're now copying us? Trying to introduce a preamble before the headline. Everybody is copying what we are doing. We are original. Everything else is fake. Fake as they come. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God in heaven. Chukwu Abiyama is God. We discourage states from borrowing. We have lambasted them. I told you, everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They come and they will respond to it. States are borrowing money to pay salaries. And we asked them a few days ago, how about the budget you made to pay teachers? Where is the money? Because budget means you are forecasting, you know, your minimum wage is 18,000 naira. I have, say, 100 teachers in my state, for example. And I pay them 18,000 naira every month times 12. That is the budget. It goes into the budget. Then why is it that the middle of the year, down the line, you then start borrowing money from banks to pay those teachers? Then where is the original money you budgeted for? Where is the former money that you took? Where is it? I don't know if you follow what we're saying. Because this is Radio Biafra. Oh, we cannot go for them, they won't understand it because this is not NTA or AIT. This is Radio Biafra. Here we dissect the news. We carve it up into bite size so you can understand what we're talking about. You had a budget as a governor. Today you are now borrowing money from private banks to go and pay teachers. Where is the budget you made for the teacher salary that Abuja gave to you from the oil flowing from Biafra land? Gone. The zoo is now saying we are discouraging states from borrowing because what we are saying is, of course, affecting them. The world knows how useless they are. Everybody, including IMF, everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Here they listen and they judge the zoo because the nonsense they give to you is not news. This is where the news is. If you come here, you're educated. It's not rubbish and they know it very, very well. They understand it very well. Lagos residents get 20,000 free gas stoves. Welcome to campaigning and politicking in the zoo. Stove agency. The man giving you stove, what do you cook with? Gas. But you are giving them stove. Oh, how about the kerosene? Agency one. Campaigning in the zoo style. Instead of ideas and policies, they are doing what is called stomach infrastructure. These are baboons and animals, and that's why we call them so. Gunmen abduct Bauchi assembly candidates. This is the morning. What is going to come? After the 28th, then people will start dying properly. Yeah. What they are doing now is just a bit of appetizer to appetize people. The real death will start coming from the 28th. You go out to vote and you will probably come back dead anyway. A bulatang knows you. In your next life, your eyes will be clear. Anyabahunu. Gunmen abduct Bauchi assembly candidate. There is lawlessness and mayhem everywhere in the Zoological Republic. And as they were talking about the bomb blast yesterday, there is a fresh one today. A bomb blast at a place called Kasuwan Shanu, area of Maiduguri. People are dying. Citizens, by which we mean monkeys and baboons, called Nigerians, are complaining of insecurity. Why will you be secure? When the white man was coming, was he building the zoo to give them... You know, what fascinates me is that if you ask the British, do you want to be in Europe? They will say, no, we don't want to be in Europe because Germany is bigger than us. We are afraid of economic domination from Germany. But why do you want Biafra to be part of Nigeria? They say, oh, because you have diversity. There is a lot to be gained by diversity. Okay, Britain... Why don't you go into a federal Europe? There is diversity. You have Sweden. You have all these people. You diverse. You be one. No. We want to exert our independence. We are separate people. Okay. When it comes to Biafra, we are together. When it comes to you, you are separate. Lenin Dioshi. They think we don't have any brain. Britain, why don't you allow Turkey, that is an Islamic country, to come and join the EU? Why don't people want to allow an Islamic country to join? Because Islam and Christianity are not the same, are they? But in my Biafrans, let's face it, are predominantly Christians. Why do you want them to stay in a contraption where you have significant proportion of Muslims? Why? I ask. Can you answer it? No, you can't. Of course you can't. British. We know them very well. Bomb blast again. People are dying every blessed day. Man. They will die. Buhari played key role in massacre of Igbos in 1966. According to Jonathan's presidency, now they have woken up. Hey, Tegonona, we have woken them up. Everywhere people were in slumber before, because of Radio Biafra, people are waking up. They are waking up now to understand the essence of what we are doing. Buhari, can you hide from it? Once again, our hardworking admin, I'm not asking you to pin it. Can you please circulate the picture of Buhari in Owerri after killing our people, please? I need those pictures. I need them. everywhere circulate them. The picture of Buhari having massacred our people and planning more massacre when they get to Umuahia. I need those pictures circulated so that our people can see the idiot that Orokorota is bringing to us in the world. Circulate those pictures. Okorawosa, Nandiotia, Ndioshunran. Mad, mad people. I want those pictures, I said. Circulate them extensively. Circulate those pictures of Buhari in Owerri, in military fatigues, having bombed Owerri, destroyed Owerri, killed our people, our women and our children. The same person is Okorocha bringing to you. The name of Hagogwisi. The name of Hagogwisi. Anyways, it's those that who were fathered by Awosa Fulani men. They are the ones accepting him. Ema Awosa Mnanyo, Nukuranyo Faina. Omuanyanyi Nehaturim. Gave birth to rubbish. Nonsense! You think they're human beings. When they open their mouth, you know they're idiots. This man was in Owerri as a conqueror. Now he has come back, he wants you to vote for him. Mad people. Devaluation of Naira further increases landing cost of petrol. I don't know if those in Onitsha know that the zoo, you import petrol. Very, very soon, because of the very poor quality of education in the zoo, some of you will think that petrol don't come from crude oil because it doesn't make sense that you produce crude oil, export it, and then you import petrol. That doesn't make any sense, does it? But very soon, they will teach you in your hopeless universities that somehow petrol comes from something else and not from crude oil. Mad people. Devaluation of the Naira. They are importing petrol. And the Naira is falling very, very fast. A currency that is worth less than a tissue paper. Go and check the value of the Naira. Check the value of 5 Naira. Check the value of 10 Naira. Can 5 Naira buy you a roll of toilet roll? Can it? I ask you, can it? The answer is no. 5 Naira cannot buy you. Even 10 Naira cannot. That shows you how poor the zoo is. UNN students cry out over delayed licenses. They are crying out over delayed licenses. Universities these days, they're like secondary school, they're not schools. Somebody was telling me today that he knows more than his lecturer. He actually goes to research his work. The lecturers don't know anything. They don't know anything. All they do is to sell, they plagiarize somebody's work online and they sell handouts. And by the the zoo. Chai, education system is zero. Go and get an undergraduate, sit them down and ask them to do something. Also, ask them to write a very simple sentence. You will see. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But things are happening. We continue. The news in greater detail. The time now is 6 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m. here. 6 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafra land. We welcome all of you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And at the conclusion of our news summary, we then go ahead to take as many calls as possible. As many as possible. The news in greater detail. Officials of the United States of America are currently in the zoo to review their embassy security following recent bombings in Maiduguri and the pledge by Boko Haram to join forces with the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Or ICE, it depends on, they have too many names. I don't know what to call them anymore. Congressman Stephen Lynch disclosed this in Abuja when he led a delegation of U.S. counterterrorism personnel on separate visits to the Senate leader Victor Ndoma Egba and the Chairman Senate Committee on Ecology and Environment, Senator Bukola Saraki. Lynch said the visit was in continuation of the delegation's nearly 3 years investigation of embassy and diplomatic security at high-risk overseas U.S. State Department facilities in the wake of terrorist attacks on the U.S. consulate and classified annex in Benghazi in Libya in September of 2012. They killed the U.S. ambassador to Libya, if I recall very well. They have come to the zoo to check their security. But one thing they did not mention is, who is responsible for Boko Haram? Boko Haram is essentially Hausa Fulani Islam. Who is responsible for the death and mayhem? It is not Abubakar Shekau. It is Muhammadu Buhari. He has killed before. He is a Sharia lunatic, a fanatic for Sharia. And he will kill again. It's in his blood. He's Hausa Fulani. That's the only thing they know how to do. What the U.S. should be doing is questioning Buhari, questioning the thief and the criminal. But they won't hold them. I found 120 dead bodies in my village, according to the governor of Adamawa State. His name is Bala Ngilari. He has urged fellow monkeys in the zoo not to trivialize the issue of terrorism in the zoo. Ngilari said those affected by the activities of Boko Haram, especially those who have witnessed the atrocities perpetrated by the sect, will appreciate the efforts being put into containing the terrorism. They call it insurgency. In search of something. English language, sorry. They are mere village terrorists. And who is their main sponsor? Who started Boko Haram? It is Muhammadu Buhari. He started off Boko Haram. Some of you have forgotten, but on Radio Biafra, we don't forget anything. As I was told, them Banaso used to say before I was born. In modern parlance, it will be, if any topic goes cold, we microwave it so it becomes warm again. Buhari was the man that opened his mouth and said, I want Sharia. I want Sharia law. He said, I will make the zoo ungovernable. I will make Nigeria ungovernable. Those were his words. And sometimes, because of the education system you have in the zoo, when he said, I'll make it ungovernable, some of you thought he would come and remove all the governors. I'll make it ungovernable. It means Buhari will come and take all the governors away. No, it means he will try to destroy it. That is English language, you see. Ungovernable. That's the meaning of it. It doesn't mean he will come and say, Okoracha, come with me. Theodorji, come with me. No, it doesn't mean. That is not the meaning of something being ungovernable. He will raise hell. That's exactly what he did. It didn't take long. They were waiting for Ojukwu to die. As soon as Ojukwu died, they kicked off. And this is where we are today. INEC have now recovered, according to them, 1,300 stolen PVCs in rivers. And let me ask them the question that white people will always ask in such circumstances. If you have found 1,300, how many have you not been able to find? You know, that is why Oyibo, they are ahead of everybody else. Western Europeans. Far, far, far ahead. Why? They have one trick. The way they think is different from how other people think. If you look at this news as a typical baboon in the zoo, you will say, oh, they have recovered 1,000. The question is, if you have recovered 1,300 stolen voter cards, how many is out there missing that you were not able to find? Only time will tell. The zoo indeed. Zoological Republic. They never fail. Every day, even before morning now, the zoo, they never disappoint. Spectacular failure. Nigeria is a monument to the ignorance of a black man. When I see black people, they remind me of the zoo called Nigeria. A monument. A shame. A blot on the conscience of every progressive black person anywhere in the world, the Zoological Republic. The federal government of the zoo has inaugurated an advisory council for Takuful Insurance Company. Takuful Insurance, a type of Islamic insurance system in the zoo. Minister of State for Finance, Ambassador Bashir Yuguda, announced yesterday. Oh, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is coordinating minister. This one is minister. coordinating minister for the economy and finance, but this one is minister of finance. That is how they are reducing unemployment, by creating useless, spurious positions, thereby aiding and abetting corruption in the zoo. The federal government of the zoo on Tuesday inaugurated this advisory council to advise them on the Islamic insurance system. Takaful is the type of Islamic insurance where members contribute money into a pool in order to guarantee each other against loss or damage. Very simple thing. Insurance. The same thing. You pay your premium. And when something goes wrong, you are paid. Is that a big deal? But they want to tell you that the zoo called Nigeria is an Islamic country. They have Islamic bank. They have Islamic insurance. And very soon they'll have Sharia. And then Okorocha will run back to his father's people. He will run back to his father. And Charandio will work. They'll welcome him back. Say, you have done a good job. Our son, you have done very well. He's an Awasa man. Those of you following him, you people are lost. And I think some of you have gone out this evening to go and buy fuel to put in your generators. Is that normal? Is that normal? I ask you. Of course it is not. We discourage states from borrowing. The federal government of the zoo has said the states that states are discouraged from borrowing because the debt profile of some states is very high and they do not have enough revenue to service their debt. Minister of State for Finance, Bashir Yuguda, while delivering a lecture titled Nigeria's Economic Policies and Reforms at the National Defense College, Abuja, said the domestic debt profile of some states is scary. They are so much in debt that only a small amount of the allocation can get them to the end of the day, even daily. They're living on borrowed time. This is because most times money for debt servicing is removed from source. Are you listening? So the money your Okorocha took from Islamic bank, they deduct it from Abuja before your allocation comes back. No wonder they cannot pay contractors. Okorocha cannot pay contractors. I don't know if most of you are aware of that. I don't think you are. Anyway, the Lagos State government yesterday said it has distributed over 20,000 cylinders to residents across 57. I'm sorry, please, I'm laughing. It's not professional. Across the 57 local government areas of the state in order to promote the use of cooking gas and reduce hazards associated with the use of firewood. They gave them gas stoves. And then after that, what happened? Have you seen such policies before? I don't know what to say, to be honest. There is a level of stupidity that defies logic, that defies common sense. Stomach infrastructure. So you can vote for APC. And then, as you're taking one stove, they are buying one aircraft. One stove, one aircraft. Black people. We continue. Gunmen abduct Bauchi Assembly candidate. A House of Assembly candidate under the platform of the APC in Bauchi State, Yusuf Jallo, has been abducted. It was gathered that the incident occurred along Kafi Madaki Road in Ganjuwa local government area of the state. The state publicity secretary of the APC, Awal Jala, said the candidate was abducted on his way home from a political rally. Nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. At least this is one thing that was recorded to make sure that even Igboland is not left out. He brought his own kidnapping as well. Some of them are in prison. And they confessed to it, actually, that he sent them to go and do kidnapping with proof. We continue. Again, bomb blast at Kasuwan Shanu area of Maiduguri as the zoo animals are complaining. They are complaining very seriously of lack of security. Another bomb has been reported to have exploded in Maiduguri at Kasuwan Shanu area. No report on casualties yet. As the war against Boko Haram continues, Boko Haram has engaged in unlimited bombing across the north, and people are complaining of insecurity. The baboons and the monkeys, known as Nigerians in the northeast, are complaining of increasing insecurity in the capital. An indigent complained that security men on Wednesday early morning destroyed properties and businesses in the state capital, customs shopping area, and Monday market. If these are security measures, including events of police chasing away marketers, the police complained that they are not being informed so they can know exactly what the government... I can't understand this type of news. Anyway, what do you expect when an Hausa person writes a piece of news? So it's rubbish. Can't make sense of it. But there is bombing. That's what you can take out of it. People are dying as usual. Is that a big... people dying is not a big deal. After all, black people are not naturally known for their compassion. We are not compassionate people. Doesn't affect you because it's not your family member. Black people are naturally like that. That is why they're not charitable. If you watch TV in the afternoon, you will see black people saying, oh, people are poor, they are hungry, help them, donate £1, do this. Black people will never do that. It is not, and that is why Africa is poor and black people are suffering everywhere. Because they are naturally wicked. Very, very wicked people. DCOG, very, very wicked. And evil. Their jealousy is second to none. If you're doing something that a white man cannot do, they will promote you, they will praise you. They will say, oh, this thing you're doing, I can't do it. Oh, I can do it. Why should it be him? Why not me? Typical. And that is why they are the bottom of the pile in this UG. Envy, greed, and jealousy. The three deadly sins of an Igbo man. Envy, greed, and jealousy. And that is why they keep falling all the time. A new dimension was exposed in the verbal combat between PDP and APC ahead of the 2015 elections, with the presidency asking Muhammadu Buhari to explain his role in the events that led up to the 1966 counter coup. Speaking with media person on Wednesday, Femi, that don't like this Yoruba man, don't like him. But it is true that Buhari played a role in the massacre of Igbo people in 1966. And which state is most likely to vote for this killer? He killed us in 66. He still pursued us to Owerri, killing us. As we are running, he's pursuing us and killing us. Until he got to Owerri. Muhammadu Buhari. And the people in Owerri are trying to... May the spirit of everybody that died under the hands of Buhari haunt you people. Pursue you wherever you are. May the spirit and the ghost of everybody killed by Buhari pursue each and every one of you, overtake you, block your way, and strangle you. You know, when your jaw, anybody contemplating voting for Buhari APC, you people are evil people. You people are evil. This man came to Owerri to destroy Owerri. He killed us. The pogrom started in 1966, the killing, the mass killings of our people. It's called pogrom, please, in English. This man, Buhari, was the architect, himself and Sanusi, the former CBA, are arch killers. Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, killed Gideon Akaloga. Abacha jailed him for 2 years for that. Go and ask anybody. These are the arch terrorists you have that people are jumping up and down, saying they're following. If you follow Rocha Sokoracha, you're following Buhari. If you follow Buhari, you are an enemy of our people. Hardcore enemy of our people. I'm not sure some of you, your brain can open up to comprehend what we are saying. But ask yourself a simple question. Did Buhari kill us in 1966? Yes. Did Buhari come to Owerri in 1969 as a conqueror? Yes. Did Buhari kill us in 69, 70? Yes. Then why are you following Okorocha? I ask you. Simple question. That I'm sure that most of you cannot answer. We continue. AIT and NTA stopped from airing damaging. They say it is damaging. Stop them from airing damaging video. That is called censorship. And that is the thing about the zoo. They talk about freedom of speech. In their constitution, they say, we welcome freedom of speech. Why then are you stopping people from saying something? We continue, because if you say something, they will burn your studio. The AIT did, they burnt it. The one in Benin did, they burnt it. A federal high court in Lagos has restrained Africa Independent Television, AIT. Nigeria Television Authority, NTA, and the Broadcasting Organization of the Zoo, BON, against airing any damaging video against Professor Yemi Osinbajo, the vice presidential candidate of the APC, according to reports. For a number of weeks, AIT and NTA aired a documentary on General Muhammadu Buhari, the presidential candidate of APC, detailing his many atrocities while in power as head of state. The Buhari is synonymous with atrocities. Synonymous. An evil man indeed he is. This was then followed by a similar video chronicling a series of alleged financial misconduct of Ghana against Bola Tinubu. Not alleged. Radio Biafra announced, broke this very news to the world. Bola Tinubu has 15 foreign bank accounts. On closer inspection, AIT discovered that Bola Ahmed Tinubu has 19 bank accounts. 19. But he's a Nigerian, a patriot. I love this country. I pledge my life to Nigeria. But why are your bank accounts abroad? Bola Ahmed Tinubu, a former cocaine pusher, convicted cocaine runner. Bola Ahmed Tinubu. But he is an elder statesman only in the zoo called Nigeria. Ndiyoshi Nandiama. Crazy lunatics. No wonder they never have electricity. They drink water from plastic bag like wild beasts in the forest. We continue. Devaluation of Naira further increases landing cost of petrol. The more you devalue, the more you spend. It's as simple as that. It cascades. It cascades down the trail. And even Mwanyine Ogo will bump up her own price as well. If you ask somebody selling Ogo, why is it expensive? Oh, it's because dollar has fallen. Are you trading in dollar? Because she knows. It's called economics. It's live. You can feel it. The recent relief enjoyed in subsidy payment by the federal government of the Zoological Republic as a result of the drop in international price for crude oil has further been eroded as the recent devaluation of the Naira by the Central Bank of the Zoo has led to the high landing cost of petrol. It has been gathered that before the Naira was devalued from 177 Naira to a dollar to 199, which is almost 200 Naira to a dollar, the landing cost of the PMB, which is petrol, was 82 naira 41 per liter. Chineke no nyebre. Oh my God. So for every liter of petrol, Chineke kweli hojo. For every liter of petrol they bring into the zoo, every liter. Oh my goodness me. Jonathan's government pays this band of vagabonds 82.41 naira per. Oh my God. Oh my goodness me. Lord have mercy. And I thought these were just animals before. I don't know if there's anything lower than a baboon or chimpanzee to compare Nigerians with. For every liter of petrol you could have refined at One Refinery. The other refinery also in Port Harcourt, one in Warri, one in Kaduna. You couldn't refine it here. You go and you bring in petrol and then you pay 82.41 naira per liter of petrol you import. Lord God have mercy. Oh my goodness. And after this, you go and vote for the same people. Some people are not well. You need to go and see psychiatrists, not one, not two. There's meant to be array of psychiatrists. In fact, my esteem for black people has even gone down this night. And then they give it to you at the pump price. Is it 91 naira they sell it or whatever? So basically, my God. Evil people. Some of you may not know the importance or significance of this, but we know. That is why you have no electricity. That is why Abba is a rubbish bin. Does be no one amok obun. Not because Aba people don't want to work hard or clean Aba up. If you pick up shovel to clean Aba, Theodore J's army will descend on you. If I was a man, they will shoot you dead. If you like, go and try. Pick up a shovel, try to clean Aba up. I have never seen such a thing in my life where you want to clean away dirty dirt and somebody will come and jump on you and say, why are you doing that? Stop cleaning. Have we seen such a thing before? is like Theodoji Jabagwogwego of some sort. I don't know. I don't believe in all those rubbish, but I'm just trying to give you an analogy. He must have done something fetish with Abba, that if you clean Abba up, Theodoji will die. If you clean Abba today, I'm sure that Theodoji will die. He has done something with Abba that you cannot clean it. No wonder everybody's poor. You are paying almost 86 naira per liter of petrol you import. The same petrol you export at less than 5 naira. You import at 80. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This Yogi, black people. And our Lord was, I'm telling you the truth. You people make me sick, honestly speaking. We continue. We must continue. No fewer than 94 students of the University of the Zoo in Nsukka have cried out to the relevant authorities to intervene in the impasse subsisting between the school management and Medical Rehabilitation Technical Board of. They have all these quangos with useless, unpronounceable names. Anyway, let's continue. The students who graduated since last year from the Medical Rehabilitation Department held a peaceful protest on Wednesday at the Enugu campus, said their licenses for induction, which is long overdue, was being delayed over administrative standoff between the school and the board, the MRTBN. Why? Because they want more money from the students. Some of you don't know that before you are now posted as a graduate to go and do NYSC, I saw it on their website today, you have to pay 3,000 naira. Every facet of life in the zoo called Nigeria is steeped in criminality. Oh, no one is watching. But when I tell people that everybody is a thief, some say, oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that. But here, these are medical students. People are ill and sick, crying out for medical attention. Somebody somewhere in MRTBN is holding people that suffered and went to school. You still want them to pay you money before you can give them their license. Everybody is a thief. This is the country that you belong to. Are you not ashamed of yourself to say you're a Nigerian? You're not ashamed to say you're a Nigerian. Anyway, we continue. Crude oil theft, chief of naval staff, and a memorandum of half-truth by somebody called Ifani. He says, crude oil. Maybe people in Onitsha, you don't know this, but we'll tell you this evening. The reason why Britain wants the zoo called Nigeria to continue is because they can bring in their tanker and they can load oil and they can steam off. No, they don't pay for it. Because the zoo is so corrupt that companies come in with their ships, they put it there, there is no meter. You can come there and fill your tank and say it's only one third of the tank. And you just steam away and go away. It's happening. They're asking the chief of naval staff about crude oil theft. He said they went to America and they bought a 73-year-old vessel. The ship they bought is a Coast Guard cutter, 73 years old, abandoned by American Coast Guard, not American Navy. He said now they have acquired it. Does anybody know where I can get atomic bomb? So we can all die together and stop living this useless life we are living. Because, to be honest with you, being born inside the zoo is a very wretched way to exist. I'm telling you the truth, if you have conscience. That concludes our news this very evening. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines will now open, and I will wait for the barrister to come to me. As soon as the barrister is able to come to me, I will bring him to you, and then we proceed to open up our lines to take your calls, because that is what we pledge to do. This is Radio Biafra once again. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We are live. We are direct. We are consistent. We never change. Other people may change. We never ever move. Where we are is where we are, because we are Radio Biafra, part of the IPOB family all over the world. Very, very formidable, I tell you that. That is why we do things that other people are infinitely incapable of doing. I was waiting for the very eminent barrister, and I will please crave the indulgence of those calling to refrain from doing so, especially on +44 78 313 08 376 from doing so until I have been able to speak to the barrister himself. But will they listen? I very much doubt it, and they wouldn't take. Biafran people are naturally stubborn, and that is why they are serving Awosa today. That is why they are slaves to Awosa Fulani people. If you ask them, they tell you, we have a strategy. What is your strategy? My strategy is to be irrelevant in the zoo until it pleases an Awosa man to give me vice presidential slot. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We need to continue. Our lines are open everywhere. I am going to the barrister has come to me at last. He is here. Barrister, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Barrister, can you hear me? Are your systems interrupting?
Yes, director, I can hear you. I wonder if I'm flowing with you.
Yes, you are, but I can hear a noise on your background, please. And it's interfering.
Yes, because my device froze and refused to listen to me. So I have to dash off. It froze.
That's okay. Please go ahead.
Thank you, director. Thank you. Let me say one of the things, because I know a lot of people are clamoring to speaking to you, especially our new ones. Yes, we encourage them. But please make sense of coming on Radio Biafra, not just to come and say thank you and well done. No. Do it if you have something to give us. Biafra must be restored. That is why we are here. Director, can you see now, 3 years ago when I said, I want Jonathan to run. Can you see he's now bringing out the evils amongst them? He's now telling the world that Buhari was a mass murderer. If Radio Biafra did not bring this now, would anybody ever say it?
Of course not.
Our people, what we are doing here is justifiably correct. Because we have ammunition in the name of the truth. We have ammunition in the name of investigative journalism here on Radio Biafra. Anything we told you, that is the way it is. No reduction, no addition. You can add if you want to. But whatever we tell you here, remain practical. America is trying to tighten up their own security. The same America who was giving the zoological people of the North 24-hour TV, that was last year. They were trying to give them 24 hours television. They could not say categorically what the Northerners are doing are bad. In fact, Hillary Clinton was telling Goodluck Jonathan, you go and rebuild all the houses destroyed by Boko Haram. But we, the Biafrans, nobody has ever, nobody from the West, ever mentioned that name, Biafra. Nobody has ever said it. Even America themselves were very complacent. When our people are dying, they couldn't tell Britain, stop these things. Why are you massacring people? But look at what's happening in the world now. They go to Somalia. They say, why are you fighting? They go to Iraq. We will support them. They go to Libya. We will support them. But when Britain and Nigeria were massacring our people, America remained reticent. They were not able to show their muscle. Up to today, Obama has never been able to mention the name Biafra. Even Michelle Obama was taking photos, bring our Chibok girls. Where are those Chibok girls? Where are they? America went to the zoo. Britain went there. China went there. They are looking for Chibok girls. Where are the Chibok girls up to today? Boko Haram are still killing. But we were told they are there. They went there to go and steal the oil as usual. They won't allow us to exist because they want our oil. But this time now, we say we will die with them, we die with them. Wherever they come from, we die with them, including our oil. We've had enough of all this rubbish. We are no longer children. Biafra is an ordained nation. It's just that our own people decided to extricate themselves in the mist. Now they realize that we came from one particular place. Now everybody's converging. Gidigidu Ugweze. In unity, we'll achieve a lot. Biafra must stand, and that's why we're here. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, the very eminent barrister. Thank you for that. And I have a caller on Skype. I wonder if they're still there, and if they are, please, their name and where they're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They're not saying anything. Quite interesting. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Or are we going to go through this night again? This one is sounding as if he's drunk. If you call Radio Biafra, be agile. This is not a motopark shop here. Be very agile when you call Radio Biafra and speak. We don't need people who are drunk. If you're drunk, you go somewhere else and sleep it off. Here, we're very serious. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Oluwakayode Oluwolagba. I'm a resident of Las Vegas, but I'm calling from St. George, Utah at the moment.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I have a question as well as a comment. I'll go to the comment first.
Go ahead.
The percentage of people calling this radio Biafra, 19% or 99% are Igbos. The only people talking about Biafra are the Igbos. If you say Biafra existed 5,000 years ago, the only people talking about Biafra were the Igbos, right? 99% of the people calling now and talking about this Biafra are the Igbos. The other tribes within this so-called Biafra, they want nothing to do with Biafra. Like I said two Wednesdays ago, they fought against the Igbos, killing the Igbos like turkeys and all that stuff. All the other ethnic nations within this so-called Biafra, they've outgrown. There are so many of them. I mean, if you have a million in your ethnic nation within this so-called Biafra, you should get your own country. Ibibio should get their own country. They should get their own republic. Ijaw people should get their own republic. There are about 10 million of them. Igbo people, they should get their own republic too. So Igbos should stop talking about Biafra, because it's only the Igbos that are talking Biafra. The other tribes are not talking about Biafra. They fought against the Igbos, and that should tell you something. Two Wednesdays ago when I called, I said you guys should go for Igbo Republic, and you guys responded. The conductor of the program responded by saying, Asari Dokubo said, it doesn't matter what Asari Dokubo said. What matters is what they did. The other tribes, they were killing the Igbos, and they want no part of this called Biafra. That's why the ethnic nations, if you have 1 million in your nation, Ibibio, Ijaw, and the other nations, Igbo, you get your own republic. That's that. I have a question. That's the comment. I have a question. I have a question for Igbo women. And here is the question. All these Igbo people calling Radio Biafra and saying Yorubas are cowards, Yorubas are this. Let me tell you what we Yorubas did.
Hold on. You said you want to ask a question. Are you making a comment or are you asking a question?
I already made the comment already. I'm going to go to the question. Okay. The comment is different from the question.
Go ahead.
The question. The question is for Igbo women. All these Igbo men calling Radio Biafra and saying Yorubas are cowards, Yorubas are this. Let me tell you what we Yorubas did to the Igbos. We stabbed 3 million Igbos to death. How can you say we are cowards? Cowards, we just sit on the sideline and not do anything. Every penny, every kobo an Igbo man had in his account, we gave him £20 for it. Cowards won't do that. Cowards, we just sit on the sideline. We killed more Igbos than the Niger Deltas, than the Ijaws, than the Ibibios, than the Hausa Fulani. How can we be cowards? I don't understand. Igbo women, you need to call in and help me better understand this. Look at Femi Fanikayode, a Yoruba man. He was digging boreholes in Bianca Ojukwu's wife. You people should not match. My sister, Biko, tell your son, your brother, not to march. Because if they march, they will all perish and there will be more Igbo women available for Yoruba men to be digging boreholes. So tell them not to march. Because what is driving this Biafra is ego. If you examine the core of an Igbo man, you will see the drive to get more ego. They already have oil. They have coal in Enugu. They have oil in Aguleri. But they say that's not enough.
Have you finished?
Finally,
Have you finished?
Please, evil women calling, help me better understand this thing. Okay. We are not cowards. An evil fighter is a one-dimensional fighter. He needs an AK-47 and 1,000 rounds of bullet. A Yoruba man, we are multi-dimensional fighters. We will go after your finances, we will stop feeding you, and we will kill more evils on the battlefield. If you start this match, my sister, tell your son not to march. Tell your brother not to march. Tell your uncle not to march. If they march, they will all perish. I am telling you, we are multidimensional, and don't underestimate us, because I think Igbos, you calling this Radio Biafra, you don't even know what you are talking about. You don't know what you are talking about.
Have you finished?
Okay, please respond. I know you're going to ask a question. I say,
Hold on, please. You cannot make a comment and then determine what I am going to do. I love your rant. It's a very good one, and I welcome it. So what you're saying here is that I believe you are Yoruba. Is that correct? You are Yoruba. So you are saying, I like what you said. You said that Yoruba people starved Igbo people to death, 3 million. I welcome that. You also said that you, by your own admission, you said Yorubas stole money belonging to Igbo people. Is that correct?
No, we attacked your finances.
No. Hold on. This is the thing about baboons. I kept quiet and they speak. When you want to respond to them, they start yapping. I can't understand it. I can't understand it. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Just keep, I know you are a Nigerian. You people don't debate. I want us to try to get to the bottom of this issue today. If you can, please. I plead with you to try and reason. Did you say that there are other tribes within Biafra, like Ijaw, like Ibibio? Is that correct?
Yes.
What is the definition of a tribe?
People that have the same culture, the same language. You guys have different languages. If you go inside into an Igbo man's cupboard, you...
No, listen, please, stop. I never ask more than one question. But he doesn't know what makes a separate tribe. He doesn't know. And because he doesn't know, we will teach him. Because he's a Nigerian. At least he made two confessions. They stole your money. A Yoruba man is telling you that they stole your money. All of you in Lagos, Yoruba boy is telling you we stole your money. And we also killed 3 million of you. And you're telling me you're a Nigerian. Have you heard it from Yoruba man? And he said there are different tribes because they are ill-educated. A tribe is when you share no common value system. You are different. I have preached it here on radio. I said it this morning. And because they are listening, I will try to clarify it for him. Because this is the difficulties we have as a people. We have these problems all the time. There is something fundamentally wrong. There is something awful. There is something distasteful about that zoological republic. We are not different tribes to start with. Yoruba cannot survive without oil. So they need the oil from... That's why they named them Niger Delta. It was Yoruba that named them Niger Delta. Bendel Igbo. From what this little boy is saying, it is very, very clear that the grand strategy, even an average Yoruba person, even the one that is inconsequential, they know why they gave them different names. Why they call them Niger Delta. That they are not part of Biafra. He decided to disregard everything that people from that part of the world has been saying on Radio Biafra. Because they are afraid. They are panicking. They are shaking where they are. And this year we march. I told you people, Yoruba said they stole your money. Openly. On world radio. Yoruba acknowledged, we stole your money and gave you only £20. Courtesy of the British. and you're digging foundation to build a 90-story hotel in Lagos. When Ojukwu said, you people, we are jokers, he meant it. I welcome the call. Please, Tribe, my dear boy, I don't want to go. He knows where I'm going to go to. He knows very well that the only thing I have to say to him is this. There is a piece of Yoruba land under Awasa occupation, Ilorin. That makes you a coward. Ilorin is answerable to Sokoto Caliphate and not to Ile Ife. That is a massive, massive blow. If Ibibio is a tribe, if you see Ijaw as a tribe within Biafra or outside Biafra in the damnable Zoological Republic, then the Ijebus are separate people from Yoruba, which they are, of course. Then the Egbas are separate. The Ewes are separate. There is a simple difference which I want to enlighten Yorubas on. The only difference is that you embarked on a war of conquest. We did not embark on any war of conquest. That is all. You overran little tiny villages. That is the very massive difference. I welcome it too. I love it. Having told him what a tribe is, which he doesn't know, if you don't share value system with somebody, you are not from the same tribe with them. And not language. Language is subject to variation. If you go to Abakaliki, you cannot hear what they're saying. It doesn't mean they're not Igbo. Me, I don't understand it. Others do. If you go to Nsukka, the same thing. I hope now that all of you saying you are one Nigeria, you want to belong to Nigeria. We are one. We stole your money and gave you only £20. You think about that before you speak on Radio Biafra. I love it, and I will not pass too much comments on it, because that is what they are. That is what they have in mind for you in one Nigeria. And for Niger Delta and South South, you can understand the reason why Yoruba keeps giving you names all the time. They want you to be distinct. That is the only way they can attack you. Did Obasanjo not attack Odi? Did Obasanjo not hide under Wasa Fulani to attack Odi? I ask you. Ask yourselves why. Because of the oil in Biafra land. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Emmanuel Chuku. I'm calling from Moscow, Russian Federation.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
What this guy says is very, very good, because I like the hate comment he made.
I love it.
So that I would like us to call this comment so that we can spread it to that our Igbo fools in Lagos State and everywhere, so that they will understand that these Yoruba bastards, they are our enemy, one of our great enemy.
The greatest enemy we have is Yoruba.
So
Yoruba is the greatest, because they're dangerous.
I love what this guy says. It's very, 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 I love it, because it's an eyes opening. He opened my eyes, and he opened people in Lagos, all these Lagosians, all these Igbo people who are claiming Lagosians. I'm a Lagosian. My father is Lagosian. I'm a Lagosian. Please, director, please, I would like us to have that cut, that page, that particular, because he confirms that he's a Yoruba. He confesses it,
yes.
Which is very, very good.
They hate you so much. But you don't know, do you?
That is very,
I
very...
I love it. I love it so much.
You should start calling. Let him keep calling. We love it. So that he will even educating us how they hate us. That is very good.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I welcome it and I love it. Do I bother educating him on what a tribe means? I've told him. Shared value system, one question. He cannot answer it. He was rambling. Shared value system. Do we have the same value system, all of us, across the entire Biafra? The answer is yes. Live and let live. The same food, the same attire. Everything is the same, culturally the same. But Yoruba is telling you you're different, because they want your oil. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I am Michael, calling from Abba.
What is the meaning of Michael? What is Michael? Okay, what is your father's name? Okay, what is Michael?
Sorry, sir. My name is Daniel. Anyem Nwachukwu.
Simple. Nwachukwu, what is Michael? Please go ahead. Anyem Nwachukwu, go ahead.
Now, what step can we take to make them to know that we are serious? Because I can't wait to be listening to all this again.
No, it's a reminder of our people, those that believe in one Nigeria. We want to give them a taste of what Yoruba thinks of them. That is what we have just, and I thank him. That is why I don't want to go into dismantling the garbage he was pouring out. The two things we have been preaching on Radio Biafra, a Yoruba person has confirmed it. They stole your money and they starved your children. I love that. Yoruba man, I mean, it's a very good thing. At least he's honest, and I love it. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, one more time. Can you hear me? They're not paying attention, are they? Typical. That is, maybe that's why they starved us to death. Who knows? Ordinary Yoruba. Look at the cowards. Hey, Chineke. We have suffered indeed. Ordinary Yoruba cowards, a people conquered by women from Dahomey. Oh, my goodness me. If you call Radio Biafra, if you hear my voice and you don't respond, I will disengage your call. It goes to show you are not serious. You are not serious. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Once again, the caller on Skype, can you hear me for the last time? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. What is your name?
Yes, I am Godwin.
Sorry, what is your name?
Musaba in Imo State.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Your line is bad, very, very bad. We are not getting any joy this evening. I don't know if it's due to the over congestion. I don't know what, or maybe people are too enraged by Nwa Yoruba. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, director.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Fabian Kasrat Osuji. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you.
Yes, director, really, I'm appreciative on what that guy said. I like it very much. You know, that have to show us and make us know that, in short, without IPOB, without Biafra, that we are not going anywhere. You cannot do anything. Since that animal can make up his mind and call on Radio Biafra and be insulting us like that, then I want people that live in Lagos.
No, it's not. It is not an insult. He spoke the truth. What is an insult about it? That okay. You were starved? What is insult about it? Get him out of the insult. What is insult in it? What he said is correct. Director, that he stabbed you and stole your money.
Yes.
What is an insult there?
Director, what I'm saying about that is that those people that are parading themselves in Lagos, that are building their house and doing everything, they have to know that they don't have any land. They don't have any portion in Yoruba land. They have to come and support on whatever that we are doing. Another thing to let that boy know, that if not the help of Russia and the British and Egypt, that they can never do anything. Even out of Hausas and Nigerians, even Biafran that is in Lagos, Yoruba people cannot stand them. But whatever that boy said, the guy is right. For all of us to know that without Biafra, that we have nowhere to go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is exactly what I expected you to say. That is exactly what I want you to say. What the young man said is correct. They stole your money and they killed you. You still go to Lagos to build houses. Are you not an idiot and a bastard? You think you're smart, isn't it? They will take your properties again. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Soporichi Eto. I'm calling from London.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to commend your effort in restoring what our fathers actually fought for. But I have some issues with the way we are trying to go about it. And the issues are trying to bring religion into it. You know, we have gone a long way, and we all understand our history and how we started, and actually how our fathers and even the forefathers, you know, how they started the race of obtaining Biafra. So I want to say that we should leave religion out of this, because I mean, the world is more civilized now, that everyone should understand what is good and what is not good. So if we want to focus on bringing back Biafra, then we have to focus on that and forget about religion. Because when you are trying to put the two together, you are going to offend so many people.
Like who? And, sorry, my dear brother, I want to know, like who? Who do you think will be offended by it? We just want to know. We are
no, the Biafrans themselves, because you know that what have kept us to this point is, we can call it religion as we do call it, and you know that what the Hausas and or the so-called Nigerians have done to us, if we had retaliated, maybe we wouldn't have this kind of knowledge. Even you yourself, you know, what you are doing today, wouldn't have the opportunity to do it. But
if not for what?
Pardon if me. Not if not for religion, if not for the Christianity we have known so far that brought us together, and we have, you know, come to realize that it is not about what we can do.
Yes.
But it's what about God can help us to achieve.
In Christianity, and, you mean? In Christianity,
yes,
you mean?
Christianity, okay. Yes. In Christianity. And I have heard so many times when the issue about Jesus was disputed, and there were so many people. Are we trying to go for another religion or go back to... We know our forefathers did some incredible things, but also they did some incredible things as well. Things are... that shouldn't have been done, and which left us behind in the world of education, development, and everything. So we shouldn't be going back to that aspect. So we have to focus on obtaining, you know, our freedom based on the way the world is, and forget about religion. Then maybe religion will come after. So with that, I believe that God will help us. And we should also understand that Jesus is still Lord, whatever we are still doing. If we want to have the freedom, if we want to get what we want to get, we must understand that we cannot dispute it. Jesus Christ is still the Lord, and we must put
Him
at the forefront.
Who told you that He's Lord? Who told you?
So say the Bible, and the Bible is the Word of God. So everything we are doing, if it's not based in the Bible, if it's not based in the Word of God, then forget about it.
Have you got the Bible in front of you?
Of course, I have my Bible.
Go to Exodus chapter 20.
No.
Hold on. You mentioned the Bible. I want you to use your mouth to read Exodus chapter 20, verse 1.
What? You can read it for me. I understand what it's where the Ten Commandments.
Hold on, please.
Where the Ten Commandments is written.
My dear brother, you mentioned the Bible.
Yes, I did.
You mentioned religion. I did not.
Yes,
and
I
you
did.
Have posited your own viewpoint, and I respect it. I now respectfully would like you to use your own mouth to please read for us. The world is listening. I can give you time to find your Bible. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. You mentioned the Bible, not me. Can you please, if you may? Are you able to?
About the Ten Commandments.
No. I am. You see, it's a very simple request I made. I don't know what it is.
I can't read my. I don't have my Bible on hand at the moment.
You don't have
it. I know it talks about the Ten Commandments. Yes.
You mentioned the Bible and your. Do you know what truth is?
I know truth is something when you hear it, you know, it sets you free if you believe in it.
It is irreducible. Irreducible. Yes. You don't reduce it to anything else. Now, please, my dear brother, you were the one that said, "I'm not disputing the fact that Jesus is Lord." But do you think that is his name, Jesus? Is that his name?
Yehoshua, everything.
Hold on. If you ask me a question, I answer. I asked you a very simple question. Do you think Jesus is his name?
That is his name. As long as it's what, you know, we call upon his name, when we call him Jesus, he answers us. So that it doesn't really matter. It's like we speak Igbo, but you can translate it in English. It doesn't really matter. It's still the same thing. Whether you speak it
hold
in
on,
English
hold
or
on,
Igbo.
Hold on. What is the Igbo meaning or pronunciation of Clinton? What is Clinton in Igbo?
I don't know. I don't have to know. But if there is something, you know, that will prompt me to know about the meaning in Igbo, then I will know.
You see, my dear brother, there is something called informed superstition. And you, in case you have forgotten, what is your name again, please?
Soprochi.
Is it Sopro Jesus?
Well, Jesus is Lord.
No. Hold on a second. I'm joking. What is the meaning of Soprochi in English?
Well, respect God.
I rest my case. And to crown it up, to round it up for you so you understand, because I'm a Pharisee. I'll round it up for you so you understand. I will read it, please, if you can pay very close attention to what I have to say. I'm reading from the Gospel. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, I am jealous. Oh, Chineke, my name is Bere. My dear brother, this English language, very, very simple and straightforward.
You are talking about
Hold on. I don't interrupt you when you speak. Don't interrupt me, please. I beg of you. Anything you don't know, you don't know. What you know, you know. Anybody asking us to remove religion from Biafra, the person doesn't know what he's talking about. I have said it before on Radio Biafra, and I'll give you an example. So you follow it and you understand it very, very well. Do you know that another place where you have something similar to what we are as a people is in Israel? And the rabbinical council is the highest court of law in Israel. The Supreme Rabbinical Council. The reason why I'm pointing this out is not because we are going to be some sort of theocracy or some state run by zealots. No. I want you to understand that you have a very special purpose in life as a child of God. I have said this. Your name is Soprochi. That is your name. Even by the name you have, respect God. It didn't say respect anything else. Respect God. That is the meaning of your name. And a white man came and told you something, and you can go with him. It's entirely up to you. You are free to do so.
Did not tell us anything. We are convinced by the spirit of the living God. We don't see God. You don't see God. No one sees him. So it's by conviction. If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, in fact, read chapter 10 and chapter 11 as well. You know, the Israelites, and they are not our standard. It's the word of God. The Bible is our standard, which is from the beginning.
Who is Jesus? Where is he from?
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Where is he from?
Jesus is a Jew.
What is a Jew? Who is a Jew?
Jesus is from Israel.
That's my case. Thank you very much. So people should follow. It's very simple matter. Very, very neat and clean. It's not too difficult. Cleaned your brain inside out. My brother, please forget. If you want to worship anything, you can. It's your business. As for me and my household, I worship the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. Come close to him and you know him. The same thing he said to Abraham. If you come close to me, you will know me. Our ancestors knew him. And that's where we're going back to. Simple. Without it, Biafra will not come. Without it, this banner, you cannot lift it. You can't carry it. You don't know who Chukwu Abiyama is. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Once again, can you hear me? No, they're not paying attention, are they? They're not. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I also listen. I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Good evening. We are live. We are direct, and the world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ekele Dushiku Ikechukwu. I'm calling from India.
Thank you very much.
Director, I want to greet you for what you are doing for us. Then I have a comment for that Yoruba guy, understand. I love his speech. I love what he said because...
Are you in a nightclub? Are you in a nightclub? Are you in a nightclub?
I'm at the main road, but I'm listening Radio Biafra.
Because of the background noise, that is the problem. Please hurry up and say what you have to say because of the background noise interfering.
Let me make it brief.
Of course.
What I want to say is that he said they stole our money. Yes, they did it. But today, the poverty rate in Nigeria, Yoruba poverty rate is 87% poverty rate in Yoruba land. And in Biafra land, and in, particularly in southeast, we have 37% poverty rate in Biafra land. So that will show that Yoruba man that we are not lazy. We are hardworking people. And by God's grace, we surely make it. Anytime we are free from the zoo from Nigeria, we are going to make it because we are hardworking people. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I want our people to contemplate what he said. He opened his mouth and made it very clear. For those who didn't know before, because when we tell them that Yoruba stole your money, they said, no, it is not correct. When we tell them that Yoruba conspired to kill you, of course, with the help of the British, not Yoruba. People don't understand. They say, oh, you hate Yoruba. Now you know why I hate them. Can you see it? I love it. I don't want to dissect what he said. It's very simple. Yorubas are cowards. You did not starve us. You did not. You came up with the idea and the British backed you up. You are incapable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Innocent Chukwuemeka. I'm calling you from Enugu State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I thank you for all you've been doing for us. May Chukwuemeka continue to bless you and your family.
You say? Go ahead, please.
Please, I want to make a comment about what that Yoruba guy said. You know, Director, he has a mouth to talk because they think that they are Nigerians and they humiliated us during the war. But I want to tell him that this time it can never happen again. Director, please, tell that Yoruba guy that we are marching forward and we are ready to march and we are not relenting. That Biafra must stand. Tell him that we are ready. Whatever they want this time around, we are going to give it to them. Director, I want to... Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead. Why would I not hear you? I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Director, please. I want you to tell all Biafras, I think they can hear me, that we are ready. Anytime, any day, they want it. Director, I want to motivate all the people in Biafra land, Enugu State precisely, that they should listen to Radio Biafra, and see what foreigners are trying to tell us, that they killed our people, that they killed our families, that they gave us peanuts after the war. Director, I don't know what to say. I feel like strangling that Yoruba idiot that called you now. I feel like killing him immediately. Director, let that war start. We are ready. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. I love the passion. I love it. And now you see why I want us. People think we don't plan anything here. All those baboons that call themselves Nigerians. Do you now understand why I said we have to go to war for Biafra to come to earn our respect back? That's what I told you. Honor and dignity. That is why we'll fight a war. Honor and dignity. So you understand what we're talking about. You're a bad boy. Thank you very much. Our people have woken up by force. Oh, God. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. My name is Akachukwu Chinedu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Akachukwu Chinedu, can you tell the whole world what your first name and second name, what they mean, please? When people say remove religion, I tell them no. Tell the world what your name means so they know who we are.
My Akachukwu means the hands of the Lord.
My goodness me. What is Chinedu?
Chinedu, God is leading me.
My goodness me. Please go ahead. We can't leave religion, can we?
Please, I want to comment on that Yoruba guy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please. You know, sometimes things happen. I like the call he made, and I'm so happy that everybody heard him very well. He thought, and I thank you for giving him the opportunity.
Of course.
To vomit all he have in mind.
Of course.
But I want him to understand something, that during the war, the experience and the people involved now is not the same people involved that time. And I want him to understand that what they did didn't affect only Igbo. It affected Calabar, it affected Edo, it affected Delta State and River State, all part of Eastern State. It affected them, not only Igbo. That when this war will start again, even Edo people will kill them. And he need to understand that this war is not going to, Nigeria, we are going to fight it. That the first enemy we have is Yoruba people. I swear, if this guy is in Malaysia, I will just make a plan to beat him to the hell tomorrow morning. To start to tell him that what our parents suffered is still in our blood and we still have it in mind. And what we are doing it just to revenge. Even if we fight and die, we didn't get Biafra, we are going to kill many Yoruba in this time. Not ours. This war is not ours, it's against Yoruba. Let him understand this. I know he's hearing me. Let him understand this thing. He feels that he can speak. But he needs to be careful. Because whatever he said has been recorded. And this thing that he made us to understand truly, they are the people that make our fathers to suffer during that time. And he's the one that made us to starve. Upon everything, they are still poor. Even if all the money they steal and they get from Igbo people, but Igbo people are richer than them today. If not what they are getting from our place, they will be poor. And they are so dirty people. Let him understand this, that this war is against Igbos and Yoruba. And himself, his parents must suffer it. As he said that we should not strike. When we stand, his family and his people must die.
He knows that. This is what I want to tell you. They know we are going to march. You know, they know how serious we are. They understand how serious we are. And if they don't know us before, they will know us now. That this year, we must march. Very, very important we do so. And there will be no... Look at the people you're voting for. Akunohoga and the APC, Bola Tinubu. They stole your money and killed your children. Buhari came and killed your children. These are the people that you will go on the 28th of March to vote for. He said 3 million. May the blood of those 3 million be upon anybody intending to go out to vote. Mowa mowozo. Chineke unoko. People without shame. Don't vote and you reclaim your dignity. That is how it is done. You must stand up at some point and say, enough is enough and now is the time to do so. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are?
Good evening. My name is Chukwudi Anikpe, calling from Zurich, Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I just want to comment on what that stupid Yoruba boy just said. And I just wish that the Igbos or Biafrans around Lagos and the whole Yoruba land will begin to think about this. Because the guy didn't just get it from somewhere. In fact, when that guy was speaking, I was thinking maybe he was sent by somebody because...
Of course, they sent him. There were many of them.
I know he was true because he was just talking without making any point. And he need to speak out fast before the drugs or whatever that is in him runs out.
He thought
you know, I immediately runs out, he quit. So, but it's okay for the Igbos now and the Biafrans everywhere in Yoruba land to begin to think, because no matter what we do, they will never love us, just like the Hausas. Igbos are hated everywhere. And the earlier we realize this and begin to work towards ourselves, the better for all of us. And then talking about this, our brother from London that talks about religion that he knew nothing about, I don't know. I don't know why we defend things that is not original to us.
I don't know.
Every time a black man fight for Christianity, you fight for Muslim, and none of these things is yours actually.
It is not.
And you know little or nothing
where
about
your, it. It is not. You are correct. It is not original to
God.
Africa. None of them.
It's God that convinced him. But we know from a fact that we became Christians because we are forced to become one.
We were killed to become Christians. We are killed to become Christians.
And his name is Akachukwu or Soprochukwu, but he don't know who he is. We are forced to become Christians, and over time we have to accept. If they conquer you, they give you their ways of life.
Simple, that is life, and you take it.
And Bible, I'm sorry, everything in Bible is not the word of God. People should come to this fact. Some of them are added there to enslave us, for goodness sake.
That is correct.
I want to teach him that when he read Bible, he should read Bible. Bible is a good word, book to read, but he should apply some common sense too. If he claims that Bible, everything in the Bible is the word of God, I want him to know that there's a portion of the Bible that says that slaves should obey their masters. And if God is God and he loves every human being he creates, he will not have some slave and some masters. He should think about that. So we should read the Bible, believe in God, who everybody should do whatever he or she thinks is good for him.
Simple.
But without religion, there is no way. My name is Chukwudi, and you tell me not to talk about God, you must be mad. We must talk about God. We can't talk about him anyway. So, Director, I thank you for what you are doing, and we should continue. And I hope you dwell more on this election boycotting so that everybody should at least have informed everybody I have down in Nigeria or in Biafra land not to go out. If you're in Lagos, sit at home. If you're in the village, don't step out. I hope every Biafran all over the world should be able to give the instruction down to Biafra land so that everywhere we are, nobody votes. Point. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much and well spoken. Chukwudi, my God is with me. And somebody, ask now how you know. And you're telling people not to be religious. Why were we created in the first place? Why would people come from a place called Umuchukwu? Why would you be named Nwachukwu if you don't want anything to do with God? Why are you called Yahweh Heshua? Chizoba. Why is that? People don't know that the name of Jesus Christ is Chizoba. That's his name. Jesus Christ, I don't know the meaning of it, is Greek. There is no J in Hebrew. I go back to his original name to find out what it means. I understand Yahweh Heshua, but I don't understand Jesus. I don't know what Jesus means. I know what Yahweh Heshua means, which is that God saves. Do we have somebody answering God saves in our village, Chizoba? Or Chukunazo? Yes, we do. Don't you understand? But they called it Jesus to confuse you. And people think will not speak the truth. Do you think will not speak the truth? Nine at two mad. Because of that, will not speak the truth. Who is the person? There is no J in Hebrew. So there is no way the parents could have named him Jesus. It's impossible. Impossible. Inconceivable. People are learning. The truth shall set you free. You became Christians under the sword. They were pointing a gun at you. I'm not saying everything about Christendom is bad. No, not at all. Not at all. I'm not saying that. But I don't want us to forget our common sense and ability to reason. And who we are is important to us. Because if we don't discover who we are, we cannot make any success of anything that we're going to. Very, very important we do this. And people keep comparing us to other people. We are not like them. We are different. We are very, very different from other people. Those places you're mentioning, are they the center of the world? Biafra is the center of the world. Are they? The answer is no. The The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, please. There is too much static on your line. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mokoro Uche, calling from Senegal.
From Senegal. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank you and thank God for bringing you around this time around.
No, there is too much static on your line. I don't know why.
It could be network. It could be network.
Then it's getting way too much. Please, then I suggest you try and call us back. Please try and do that, because the static is too much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. One more time, can you hear me? That one is over. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Ugo Chukwu of the Titus. I'm calling from Istanbul, Turkey.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
So, now, our brother that is debating about removing religion from Biafran struggle, and he said the Europeans, they bring this religion and they by convincing us. I want to ask him, can he go to that place he's sitting and convince somebody to answer Okechukwu? And somebody brings something. And somebody brings something to you, convince you. You don't know whether that thing is false, and you accept it. And from this Radio Biafra, we are teaching you that this is what these people bring to you. And since these people bring this thing to you, they cannot even defend that thing they bring to you. Now, I'm a Catholic. Now, without this Radio Biafra, I would not know that bowing down to statue of Virgin Mary and statue of Jesus Christ is a sin. But this Catholic priest, they will not tell you this. They are making everybody to be blind. All these kind of things. And this guy now who accept this religion, they bring a statue, they mold it. While in the same Bible, the word of God tell you, do not worship anything made by hand in form of anything. Now, if you ask some Catholic priest, how can you tell us worshiping an idol or an image? How can you differentiate an image from the statue? And this question, they cannot answer it. And you stand in the pulpit and tell people, do not worship image. Do not worship man-made God. And these statues, are they not man-made God? How can you convince people? Do not worship man-made God. And man-made God is standing in your face. And whenever you go, you salute him like a soldier. Military man, you salute him. A statue, moved by hand.
Wrong. Clay,
all this, why our people, they refuse to learn? This is what is getting me sick.
They are black.
Our people refuse to learn. After your effort you devoted in this struggle, they cannot even learn. They cannot even learn. And this guy is arguing with you. And you just ask him simple question, he cannot even defend it. This is blindness. This is total blindness. Now, I want to talk about the Yoruba guy. You know, in my language, my father always said, and this guy, he don't know that he's like an eye-opener to our people, although our people, they are foolish. And this guy is saying they are digging borehole with our women. This guy, he don't know he's digging his alien grave. He don't know. These things he said, although it's right, but this guy mainly is digging his grave. For me, I will say like that. You know, sometimes when somebody, they open their mouth and they talk nonsense and they say, let me tell them, I know these things, let me tell them. If our people will be able to learn from this guy all this night, I tell you, Biafra will come close. We will destroy every undestroyable that stand on our way to restore this Biafra. We will destroy, we will massacre whatsoever that will stand as an hindrance in restoration of this our Biafra. You know, and again, sometimes you call these people baboons and monkey. They don't know how to engage themselves in a deep, simple debate.
They don't debate. Shout, you wrong.
And talk. I think before you call Radio Biafra, that thing, you know what you are talking about. When you ask, we'll answer you. And when we ask you, can you answer us? Simple logic.
Simple logic. Our people refuse to know what debate is all about.
The people, our people, they don't know how to debate. This Yoruba guy, if you want to debate, can you call back and tell us, talk to us, ask us questions? We Biafrans, we'll answer you. And you will differentiate our people from us. Now you are telling us who our brother is. You are teaching us that these people, they are not our brother. So who then is our brother? So my brother, the Yoruba guy, if you don't know what to say, sometimes don't come on air and make a fool of yourself.
I want to help you. Hold on, I want to help you. Somebody actually sent me an inbox. This is a very good one. It didn't occur to me. He said, the fact that you have 12 tribes in Israel, does it diminish their Hebrewness? 12 tribes in Israel. 12 distinct tribes in Israel. One don't own properties. The Levites, the Levitical priests, they don't own properties. Their way of life is different. They are born to serve in the temple. That is their job. There are 12 tribes of Israel. Does it make them not to be Israelis? He's saying that there are tribes that, oh God, I asked him a simple question. Can you distinguish and differentiate? And he couldn't. He ran away. Yes. Doesn't know the meaning.
Yes, director. Sometimes we have educated illiterates. That is the problem of the zoo. Like always, you said, they have to go to school for 4 years to graduate. And in that 4 years, they have strike three and a half years. And they school in five months and they come and they are graduates. This is the big problem. Our school district is useless. People, they come out educated and with certificate of illiterates. That is the main problem. You cannot engage yourself well in a simple debate. I don't want to get angry, because from you I have learned the spirit of Torolette. You have that spirit 100%. And you know, before I will shout and curse the guy. I don't curse him, but he's digging his grave. So thank you, director. God bless you with a lot of wisdom that you can Torolette even somebody that even is insulting you. Thank you. God bless you, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have to be very, very tolerant. You need to understand where people are coming from. I take as much as I give. So it doesn't really bother me. Because I know who I am. I'm a Biafran. You can never be a Biafran. Not in 1 billion years. It takes a special person to be a Biafran. For you to be a Biafran is a unique privilege. That means that heaven made you specially for a purpose, to serve the Most High God Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty. I don't worship white idol. I don't do that rubbish. It's here in front of me. Oku Chineke, the word of God. Not by a prophet. Not spoken by, interpreter. Direct, written on a tablet of stone. So do you know what a stone is? That is why I said to our people, do you know why Chukwu Abiyama is not with us? Because we build house to God with cement and sand. Chukwu Abiyama can never bless you. I repeat, do you know why Chukwu Abiyama even blessed white people? It's because they use natural occurring elements to build house of God. Either you use wood or you use stone. Natural occurring. You don't bring Dangote cement. You bring sand from Imo River. You mix it together. You leave block to dry. Rubbish. You will never be blessed. Every great temple in the world, every great basilica in the world, stones cut originally. Even Chukwu Abiyama said to Peter, you are the rock. You know, all these tiny pointers, so to speak, is there for you. Everything that endures forever and ever is the word of the Most High. Stone. He forged his word in a tablet of stone to remind you. Nkume, Nkume, Kodereya. You will have no other God before me. After me, I said none. He did not stop there. He said, I am jealous. Therefore, anytime you worship anything else that is not Chukwu Abiyama, he is jealous and angry with you. Because you are his child. because you're a Biafran. Do you know why Ethiopia is hungry? I keep telling you. Ethiopia took on white man's religion, and they'll be poor forever and ever till they all perish. So says the Lord of hosts. If you want to survive, you have to know Chukwu Abiam and truth and honesty. That's his name. That was exactly what he said to Abraham. If you come close to me, you will know who I am. And Abraham said to the father, destroy all these statues you have here. You see, they have no strength. When the father came back, Abraham said to the father, oh, that the big God, you see this big God, it was the big God that took the hammer and smashed all these other lesser gods. The father said, no, he doesn't do anything. He's an idol. He doesn't do anything. Do you know Abraham? Do you know how Abraham became converted? Do you know what Abraham did? Do you know the story of Abraham? The father of Abraham used to steal statues. Arrows, apirapi, made with hand. One day, because people come to buy, idol worshippers come to buy idol from Abraham's father. If I get the story wrong, somebody should correct me. People come to Abraham's father to buy idol. Arrows, apirapi. They bow before the idol. So there is one idol that sells more expensive than the other ones. So Abraham's father told him, you know, Abraham was an apprentice, said to Abraham, you see, this one is the big God. It's more expensive. It's more powerful than these other small ones. Abraham said, okay. Do you know that Abraham's father went out of the shop? Abraham took hammer. You know, when the spirit of Chukwu Abiam is in you, it is in you. Abraham took hammer and smashed every other arrow, see, the small ones, destroyed all of them, and was standing somewhere when the father came and said, who did all these things? Abraham said, it's the big God, that the big God woke up and got angry and smashed all these ones. The father said, I don't believe you, it's rubbish, that thing cannot do anything, it's not a God, it's nothing. Abraham said, okay, it's not working, is that it? Oh my goodness me, go and ask Hebrew scholars, they will tell you the true story. There is nothing you mold with hand, arrowsy, that will do anything. I said nothing. I'm not saying the devil doesn't have any strength. But I'm telling you that Chukwu Abiam, we know, is God. You may find it like rocket, like Greek. Here we don't condone ignorance. I despise ignorance more than even hate black monkeys from Africa. I despise ignorance. I can't stand it. Intolerable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? They are not there. They wanted to know if it is working. Perhaps people calling from Onitsha. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The whole world is listening, and we welcome each and every one of you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, my director, I can hear you. God bless you.
And you too. Your name and where you are, please.
I can hear you. God bless you.
Thank you. Your name and where you are.
From my name is Victor Nyan.
Victor Nyan from... Yes, I can hear you, Victor. Go ahead. Yeah. Jesus.
Okay, sir. I'm very happy for what you're telling me, sir.
Thank
I
you.
I want to contribute a little, sir. I heard somebody talking about if it's going to that Jaffa has to be restored. I'm telling them that Jaffa is on the way, and according to the word of God, the Lord told the Jacob that he had to fight with the sword until he had conquered the brother Esau. So if we're bonded in Nigeria, the Jew, we must fight to get our freedom. And the same person I believe is listening, that we was talking to him that in Revelation, the Bible says that John saw a nation that is and it was not, and it will come yet. And that nation is Daphra. And that will mark the beginning of the world end. If Daphra comes, the Lord is fulfilling his promises concerning the end of the world. That man is I'm talking, I'm the pastor of Victor. So Victor, I'm calling for Menubusha. So let him hear as I'm talking to him now. That is, we are already in the will of God. And if God has created everybody in the world, the difference among them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. What you have just said, quoting Revelation, is exactly what the white people are afraid of. That is why they cannot mention Biafra. Because of the word of God. The white man believes, I don't know this person that called, but I told you this before. that I did not have. I will come to you in a minute. Stay where you are. I will come to you, the caller on Viber. I will come to you. Don't worry about that. Do you know that what the brother have just quoted from the scriptures is exactly what I tell you all the time? I have not been able to find it, and I don't want to find it. The white man believes wrongly that the coming of Biafra signifies the end of the world. Do you know that that is the reason why you cannot see them stand up and mention Biafra as a word? Let's continue. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, that's
good evening, please. Your name and where you are, please. No, your line is not stable.
In Norway.
Sorry, what is your name again?
Afam Johnson. I'm calling from Oslo in Norway.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to use this opportunity to announce our coming meeting on the 14th of March. The 14th of March, 2015. That will be Saturday. On Saturday,
yes. Go
our
ahead.
Meeting.
Yes.
Yes, at the venue, because we have changed our venue. The new venue is Arvol Vian 2. In Oslo, anybody that come in can take bus 31 that going towards Grorud, then and stop at Biaike. So that's the direction. Take bus 31 from any angle going towards Grorud and stop at Biaike. This meeting from living in Oslo and the nearby Oslo. So. And the time remains the same, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So I urge everyone to endeavor to come as early as possible so we can discuss more further about our country, Biafra. Director, I want to use this opportunity again to remind that our brother that I've talking about Christianity. I want to let him know that only the living can serve can serve God.
Yes, go ahead. We are losing you.
Hello?
I can hear you. We lost you a minute. Go about, repeat what you just said, your last sentence. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said that I want to remind to tell that our brother that talking about Christianity, that only the living can serve God. You have to defend your life before you can able to serve God. So the dead cannot serve God. Like those ones that are burning in the churches in the northern area of that evil country called Nigeria. Those people, anyone that has no way can repent when he's dead. So the living can only serve God, not the dead. So we have to defend our lives. We can live to serve Chukwa Bema in truth and honesty. Thank you, Director, and good evening.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And our lines are so jammed that one of them is disabled. It can't even take calls anymore. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Good evening. My name is Chukwubike Mwabeze.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello?
That is the problem we have. Even somebody calling us from Italy doesn't know the protocol. That you call Radio Biafra, you start speaking, you don't listen to your device. But will they listen? The answer is no. No wonder Yoruba killed 3 million of you and stole all your money. You don't pay attention. Something very simple you cannot do. Just when we pick your call, you start talking to some people, it is too difficult to understand. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Nobody pays attention to anything. Turn your system down. They cannot do it. They can't do so. We keep trying. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my Director.
Good evening.
I'm Akachi Okoli. I'm calling from the Amazon. It's Bota Aaron Bizog.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
See, I want to comment on that Yoruba guy that spoken last, I think, about 5 or 10 minutes ago. Now, I want to comment on him now, on his comments. These Yoruba, they did not know that they are the cause of the civil war. They were the cause of the civil war.
What meant, hold on. It is not, I don't subscribe to it as a civil war. It was not a civil war. It was a war of aggression and attrition, a war to colonize, a war to Islamize. It was not a civil war because we could not have been in the same country with them. It was a white man that created Nigeria. I will not give Nigeria the credence they are craving by referring to it as a civil war. It was never, ever a civil war and can never be. Please go ahead.
Actually, because they were the cause. Now, during the crisis, political crisis, during the time of Opuga and I think Action Group, SLA Akintola and Awolowo, now the world now asking, were there no security operatives in Nigeria? Why should all these things should be happening? Now, that was why Izogu had his five elements carried gone and overthrew the civilian government. Now, this Yoruba boy now began to tell us, and that coup, the coup d'etat, was the thing that aggravated the Northerners because it was Pasha. Now, the Northerners began to massacre our Igbo brothers. Now, Agirunsi was overthrew. Now, this Yoruba.
Are you there?
Oh my God. I'm there, my director. Now, this Yoruba boy began now telling us that, although I so love his comment. We will learn something. We will learn lessons from that comment, honestly. I thank you, my director. Well done.
Thank you very much.
It's a very big lesson. I hope now for every Biafran. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going over to Skype again to see if somebody is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? One more time, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Director, good evening. I'm calling from Milton Keynes.
From Milton Keynes, please turn your system down. We say this all the time and none of you pay any attention to it, or some of you don't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chineke Ihelena. I'm calling from Lagos.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I really want to appreciate you. My son just led me to Radio Biafra. We are listening through internet, and I really want to commend you, but this is the first time I'm hearing it, I must say. And I learned that the FM now is in Igbo land.
Yes, it is, yes.
Please, I don't know how you can help us to be getting it in Lagos here, because if you get Lagos, at least you get 60% of the Igbos.
That is true. I'm looking forward. 60% lives in Lagos. That is true, of course. That is absolutely correct. Yes, we'll do something about it. It's a very expensive business, but we'll try our best to do something about it. Yes, we will.
It's okay. I really want to commend you. You are doing a great job. Just make it anyhow. We can do it. We'll be getting it in Lagos. And in fact, it will be quick as possible as you want it. If you can get FM to Lagos, and we'll be listening. I mean, it will be...
We have lost them. The browser that created is finished. Thank you very much for that. We shall go to the heart of darkness to bring light to it. Because of this Yoruba boy this evening, we will take the war to Yoruba heartland, to the heart of darkness in Lagos, who will preach on FM in Lagos. In Lagos. We will preach this gospel, heaven knows, in Lagos. We will set the place on fire to let them understand how serious we are. We will tell them what is to come before it comes. This time around, Biafra comes or we all perish. You take one. You see. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me? What is your name and where you are, please?
I'm Chima Longinus DK. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. We are live to the world. Please go ahead.
Okay, I want to comment on the what you said today.
Yes.
The person that said about brought Bible said about Christian something.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
From what you answered the man, I was so totally disappointed in what every program you are doing now. I'm Igbo man. Anything you are doing, because my Bible says, if you are not in Christ, you are in crisis. And in the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. If you are not on that track, my guy, you are in crisis. You crash. Hook on Christ. If you don't want to hook on Christ, I don't know. I'm a Nigerian. Igbo man. Because I have been following your program. Since I've been following your program, I thought you are with us in faith. But in exclusion of Christ, I'm not with you. Hello?
Have you finished? I want to respond to you. Have you finished?
Respond to me. I'm listening. Respond to me.
Do you have the Bible there with you?
I don't have the Bible. Talk. I know.
No, you don't. I want, it works best when people read it with their mouth. It works better, not me reading it. Go and get the Bible, yeah. And then you call me back. And then I want you to read something so that the whole world will hear it. If you can get a Bible in Igbo language, I'll appreciate it.
I said go on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you a God? Unless you are a guardian, you are a guardian religion. Bringing guardian religion into what you are fighting is doing work.
Now, unless listen.
Talk to me.
Can you listen to me, please?
I'm listening very well.
I will read this for the last time, and I'll read it very, very slowly so you will understand it. I am reading the book of Exodus, chapter 20, beginning to read from verse 1.
Good.
And Chukwa Biama spoke. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness me. Beke manyaro. Beke. India saran you see tobo to the side. And that is why we are perpetually poor. Very, very poor indeed. I wanted to read Exodus for him to let him understand that you will have no other God besides Chukwa Biama. So says the Lord of hosts, not man. It was etched into a tablet of stone and given to Moses, that forever and ever it will endure, never to be changed. They are commandments, which means you have to do them. Commandment means you have to do them. Then in the but and the Yoruba. Yoruba pastors came in. They gave you only 20 pounds after the war. One kunuji and every weekend. Bula Lagos. You go to TB Joshua Church, don't you? You go to mountain on fire, the valley is on fire. Everywhere in the mountain is on ice. Even the letter you have, they take from you. The same people that starved you to death and took all your money. Anakuri. Everything I do is based on the word of God. Chukwa biama. Ye chukukuru, not man. Don't deal with interpreted garbage. I preach the gospel of heaven. And I will go on to read it. Because some of you are deaf. So you understand. I will look for when I go to Biafra and I will get my Igbo Bible and I will read the version in Igbo. Any day you wake up. These are the commandments from, not from a prophet. It did not come from a prophet. Talk so much crap. That is why you're wretched, you're very poor. No light, no drinking water. Because you are afraid of the truth. Man, Why you about in Abali? I purposely kept quiet. I didn't want to debate even further. How about also? I didn't want to want. I wanted him to exhaust everything I had to say. Why Yoruba? We killed you and we took your money. We are sleeping with your women. And on Sundays, they take your money in the church. I will read it one more time. Assuming we all understand English language, which I doubt. And God spake these words. They did not say Angel Michael, Angel Gabriel, Prophet Ezekiel, Prophet Isaiah. This came from Chukwu Abiama himself in heaven. I think that is one of the few places where he gave his command. I am asking you to do this. Command. I am asking you to. Commandment. Oh, Chukwu Abiama. Menu my belly become. Anyone not chineke. The Ten Commandments. These are the words of Chukwu Abiama in heaven. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You have no other gods before me. No other. Nothing. Because he knows the heart of man is very fickle. You will make one for yourself, as they did when Moses went to get these laws, of course. You worship anything you see. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. Don't carve anything. Don't mold anything. It's here now. It's English language. You should not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above. These are the words of God. I don't want to be reading it anyhow. Chukwu Abiama said, not man. Not vision, not interpretation. Chukwu Abiama said, because he is the Lord of hosts. Let me tell you your punishment, Igbo people, why you're suffering. Let me tell Ethiopia why they are suffering, because God has three children, Hebrew land, Ethiopia, and Biafra, the golden triangle, the perfect triangle. Go to your map and draw. You will see it. The three people, they have the star following them. If you go to the old painting, Kapo Puranya, the old painting, you will see it there, the Star of David. They call it, as the name became very popular. Ask yourself, what is it doing on a coin? I want you to go to the government of Ethiopia and check. You will see, also see the star. The main place where we drew our name from the Afar region of Ethiopia, they have a star. If you come to Biafra land, there is a star. What does that tell you? I want you to draw the first aspect of a star. It is a triangle, which signifies the land of Israel, the land of Ethiopia, and the land of Biafra. Three. Where the white man got their trinity that they preach to you every day. Israel, Ethiopia, and Biafra. Do you understand it? Let me tell you their punishment. These three children of God. Let me tell you what their punishment is. And then you tell me where it applies today. I want you to follow what I'm saying. And why on Radio Biafra we are religious, because we speak the truth. You may not like it. Your general overseer may be crying because they will not get money on Sunday. That is their business. If you understand it very well. Let me tell you the punishment of Israel, of Ethiopia, and of Biafra. Should you fail to worship God, then you tell me those who are suffering it today. Then you will understand why without Chukwu Abiama there will be no Biafra. I want to tell you why. It is in the Bible, in the scriptures. I start. Still on the Ten Commandments. I don't want to go away from the word of God. From Chineke, from the mouth of Chukwu Abiama in heaven. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them. I will continue. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord, oh my goodness. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third generation and the fourth generation of those who hate me. In other words, if you don't serve him, he will punish you. But showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. Out of these three children that Chukwuebiama has, only one of them maintained this statute. If a Jewish man, if you like, put knife in his throat and ask him to bow down before an idol, he will tell you no. Ethiopia followed the ways of European idols, and Biafra copied it. Ethiopia is the poorest country in Africa, despite Africa being Ethiopia. The whole of Africa should be answering Ethiopia till tomorrow morning. That's their name. But in Ethiopia is the poorest. And today we are struggling. We can feed, that is true, but we are slaves. Everybody is enslaving us. Do you know why? Because we abandoned Chukwuebiama. He said, and as soon as you remember that I am the Lord your God, in the book of Leviticus, I will restore your inheritance. I will give you Biafra and you'll be free. If you want us to bet, we bet. We will close Radio Biafra down. Don't talk about Chukwuebiama. You want to talk about Biafra and Antua. You call me anything you like, you do. Do you want us to experiment? We will close Radio Biafra down. You will never get Biafra. It's impossible. Without Chukwuebiama. It is inconceivable. And I am Yemenandu. If you go to Enugu State, there is a piece of land, a village called Omu Ani Igwe. Omu Ani Igwe. I have not had or seen that name anywhere on this earth that is old as Biafra is. That name simply means the children of the kingdom of heaven. I don't know what else they want us to say. Without Chukwuebiama, you have to be venerating him with his name. Without Chukwuebiama, there will be no Biafra. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Biafra, Mambia, if you like. Anything you like, you can do. Others have come and tried and gone now. That is his name. That was the secret we discovered. That the key to Biafra restoration is in the name of the Most High. The meaning of Abiyama in our context means if you abandon everything and you come to him in truth and honesty, worshipping him as the only living entity, then he will give you Biafra. Through Biafra, you will know him. Biafra is now impossible to get. People think it's impossible to get. But Biafra will come that you may know him. And so if you worship him, if you come close to him, he will give you everything that you want so that you will know that he's God. You will then tell your children that Chukwuebiama did it for you. They will worship Chukwuebiama. Their children should then will worship Chukwuebiama in truth and honesty. Very simple. That is how you bring down the kingdom of heaven onto this very earth. If you like, you can try now. Oh, when you but I guess no one will case me. Look at what was leaked. Very simple. Look at His Excellency. Dim Chukwuemeka led us gallantly in battle and went on exile and came back. And they told him to go and join MPN. But in there was the same people that killed you. Owasrika came out and floundered all over the place and went to sleep. One thing was lacking consistently all the time. One thing. The absolute submission to the will of Chukwuebiama. That is his only thing lacking. If you do it, Biafra, Biananyaga, now you run to nothing, nobody can stop it. No human being can. The reason why the coming of Biafra appears to be difficult is because through Biafra, you will know that you're a child of heaven. And you will then worship him, so will your children. That's all we are saying. We are different. As long as Ethiopia continues on what it is doing, Ethiopia will remain poor forever and ever. And what I know, as long as we continue to pretend we don't know Chukwu Abiama, Yoruba will keep killing you, taking your money, sleeping with your daughters, and robbing you every Sunday. Very simple, isn't it? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my dad. And I spoke saying that if we don't have Christ and Christ, that man must be a drowning man, because he forgot that the same Christ he's talking about is God, and God is in Christ, and Christ also is in God. So I'm telling him that we are not in Christ, but we're in Christ. And by God, we're going to restore Biafra.
He say,
hello.
He say. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
I am Victor. I'm Victor calling from Enugu again. I've been listening to Radio Biafra, and I'm very, very happy for what is happening in Radio Biafra. And it's a shame to many of us who are listening to it. And I say that keep on. God will see us through.
He say, the maker of the heavens and the earth and the Lord of hosts. If you don't understand it, I can't leave it. I cannot leave the worship of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. I cannot. If I do it now, I will perish. It is impossible. Can't do that. I went to Jerusalem to pray to Chukwu Abiama. To Jerusalem. Proper prayer and fasting. I knelt down at the Temple of Solomon and prayed and prayed and prayed. For 5 solid days, prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. I can't tell you what I saw, but one day I will. But let Biafra come first. Then I need Kuzia on adult. It will have resonance. You know, it will resonate. Let us go to the line and see who is there. I have a caller on Viber. I wonder if they can hear me. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They are incapable of hearing me. People try for months, they can't get through, and somebody tried twice in a night and they got through. My goodness. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Chukwude Okoro.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. We are hearing you. Ignore your radio and speak to us, please, if you may. Continue to say what you wish to say. Go ahead.
I want to speak to Nnamdi Kanu. Am I on to Nnamdi Kanu?
Yes, you are.
I'm calling from Aba.
Yes, because you are listening.
I'm calling from Aba.
That is the problem. You're listening to your radio. That is the problem. My voice will come to you a few seconds late via your radio. That is the problem. So if you have anything to say, right, you can say it now. If you have anything to say, please say it.
All right. Yes. All right. Please, sir. Our director.
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm thanking you for what you are doing. Yes, hello.
You see, that's the problem. They would not pay attention. That's why Yoruba killed us. We don't pay attention to simple instructions. If you don't turn your system down, you see, I left it so you can see what happens when you don't turn your radio off, when you're speaking on the phone. That's what happens. Waste of time. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you talking to me?
Your static is way too much. I have said that before. You have too much static on your side. Maybe you plugged in iron or something. I don't know what it is. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, sir. Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Munachi, calling from, Michael Oki, calling from Switzerland.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I just want to comment on the guy from Las Vegas, because it's a good word for the guy commended today. And I think every our brother, every Biafra all over the globe who listen today, and this guy gave us a good word of which we need to work on. We really need to work on it. This is a challenge world. And anybody who's...
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? My
goodness. Are you talking to me?
Yes, please. Oh, my goodness. We have lost our brother who is on the line. Yes, please. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chukwuma Ezeobi.
Yes, Ezeobi. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Cologne, Germany.
From Cologne, Germany. Go ahead.
I happen to be the treasurer of Cologne.
Thank you.
So what I'm saying is that... This Yoruba guy that called, people are lamenting about him, calling him idiot. He's not an idiot, he's a brave guy. I believe that he's talking this night has must wake up most of us today. Because most of us Radio Biafra have been lamenting about these things all along, for many, many times now, more than 100 times now. But the Biafrans, they never want to look into it and never want to think about it. But now that he has said it from the horse's mouth, maybe they may wake up from their slumber and think about that. So I believe that he's a strong guy who has tell us the truth this night, that we are being killed in thousands and millions, and after the war we have been given £20 to start our life. So the Biafras have to wake up this time and think about what they're going to do so that Biafra will come. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And Mechukwa Biama also bless you. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. I have a caller on the line on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
It's the same person, Chima, you never cleared me. You off my line. I called you with my
cable. I did not.
Off my line.
No, no. Why would I off your line? Your line bleeped, pim pim pim, and went off. How can I cut off your line? What for? Why would I do that? Why would I cut off your line? I ask you. Do you think I'm a liar? Okay. I don't lie. I don't. Nigerians lie. I don't. I do not lie. I want to let you understand. I don't lie. Animals in the zoo lie. I don't.
I haven't finished. Let me land that first. Because
yes, go ahead. I can hear you. I'm waiting for you.
Your own Bible just ended in Old Testament. What happened to this Testament? Is it a New Testament for the fools or for we? I don't know.
I will. You see that I didn't touch him. You cannot cut off. If I cut off a call, that it won't believe that way. If you're wasting our time, I will not take your call and I'll block your number. I don't like people that waste my time. I don't like it for no reason. If you have something to say, you say it. If you are drunk or something, you go and lie down and sleep it off. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, I said they are not paying attention, are they? Not paying attention. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We take calls here from everybody, but we don't take call from people who are drunk. Not people from who are drunk. In one manner, you can lie down and sleep. This is not an Agbodo Park where every baboon will wake up from the gutter, pick up the phone and start talking rubbish. If you call Radio Biafra, ask you questions. Go and get your Bible before you call me and read, if you can read at all. Where you are, there is no light, there is no running water. This is Radio Biafra, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. Too many calls are coming in. Do you know we never took not one single call from 208-133-9976 because the line is packed. It cannot even ring. It can't even ring. That's amazing. Very, very amazing. All night, the line has been basically jammed and it crashed. And it's never gotten up again. Never. I don't like it when I pick calls and you don't say anything. I don't know what they're waiting for. The caller on the phone, can you hear my voice?
Yeah, hello. I can hear you, director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Of course I can. Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Obioma Berry calling from Sweden. Good evening, Biafrans, and good evening, director. Yeah, I don't have much time to waste about this man that called again from Abba. Anyway, I would say he's lucky to even call in twice today, and fortunately for him, his call came true. Anyway, a lot of us, we were born into this Christianity. For me, I was born a Seventh-day Adventist. I had to know a lot of things from what my parents taught me and from the little I could read from the Bible. But one thing a whole lot of Nigerians, and let me say Biafrans as well, fail to understand is as simply as we don't try to like seek more knowledge. We want to stick to that which we're talking about. This man called again now to wanting to question you, does your own Bible finish at the Old Testament? And the other brother that called the other time was like saying, oh, you are trying to talk about the commandments. Yes, the New Testament is talking about what things that happened immediately after Jesus Christ left. And people are given different kind of accounts of their own version. Meanwhile, I live in Sweden. The Swedish people have their own Bible, the Swedish Bible. You will see a whole lot of other books that are not included in the King James Version of the Bible, which many of all these other translated versions translated from. So what are people just simply talking about? There are a whole lot of things you don't know. A brother said the other time, all these things are strange to us, and sincerely, they are strange. Okay, for those that want to know, that don't know much or little about King James Version of the Bible, King James gave the order to translate this Hebrew version of the Old Testament into English language. Everybody know about William Shakespeare, how good he was when it comes to literature. He was one of those that translated that Bible, the King James Version of the Bible. If you read your King James Version of the Bible, chapter 46, verse 3, you will see where King James easily just included his own name. But from that Bible, from the Hebrew version of the Bible, which was translated, there was nothing like Sheikh, if you permit me to read, sir, chapter 46, verse 3.
Of where?
So the water
hold on. Chapter 46 of what?
Yeah, Psalms chapter 46. One of the songs of David. Yeah, Psalms 46.
Psalm 46.
Then verse 3. Yes, verse 43. Verse 3. Chapter 46, verse 3.
Okay.
Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Then at verse 9 of the same chapter, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. So we could see, and the order which King James of England gave to all these people that translated the Bible, we all know when you write a book, you must authorize, yeah, this is my own work. He never allowed any of these people that translated the Bible. We never read from anywhere that these are the people that translated. All we know is that this is the King James Version of the Bible. William Shakespeare simply coded his name in the Bible. The Hebrew version which they translated had nothing like Sheikh, mountain Sheikh. There was nothing like Sheikh in that version they translated in the verse 3. And in the verse 9 of the same chapter, there was nothing like spear. So if you just combine these two things together, this is Shakespeare. And they are like telling us, these are the people that brought this religion to us. And somebody will now want to say, you don't need to talk about religion. You don't need to do all these things. Yeah, there are a lot of good things about Christianity, which nobody is saying there are bad things. But when you see the truth, you just need to say it. Maybe many people don't still know that the Bible is no more complete as of today. If you come to Sweden, get a Swedish Bible, you will see some other books that are not written therein. And the Lord said, according to the Bible, not a dot of my word shall go, nobody will change it. But how come King James Version has some 66 books, or how many books does they have? And this other Swedish version is like having other versions. Is it not Bible? So let's just stop anybody that wants to stand for Jesus or be fighting for Jesus. Jesus never sent you to, like, do this thing on his behalf. Jesus Christ never called himself God. I don't know where Jesus Christ said, I am God. So if somebody is saying something and you are angry, just read by yourself, not what you've been taught right from childhood. This man that is calling, if you ask him, maybe he's going to one of these Pentecostal churches. But what led that person to move out from either the Methodist, the Anglican, the Presbyterian, or whatever name you want to call these churches? Is it not because you're finding the truth? Somebody will be a member of Redeemed Christian Church of God. Before you know what is happening, he's starting his own Holy Ghost fire or whatever other version of the church they're calling. So all these fake people, you don't just need to call in. You don't need to, if you don't like what we are doing here, just take a bow and leave. Director, please, I don't have much to say about this. People should just try to find out truth with by themselves. Follow the truth you're seeking, and from there, stop peddling lies around and telling people to read the King, to read the New Testament.
Not what concerns me is this, as you said right now, where in the Bible did Yahweh say he is God? They asked him to. Black Africa. Sometimes I want to go mad with these people. They asked him to pray. They asked Yahweh Yeshua to pray. He said, "Our Father who art in heaven." And that arrests my case. You know, I can't understand in what other way you explain it to them to understand. A white man will always worship an idol. They need something to worship. When Yahweh Yeshua was not there, they formed a cross. If not cross, they made something to worship, because they are not spiritual people. They can't. That is why today they have abandoned church. Do they go to church anymore? The answer is no. They no longer go to church. They don't go to church anymore because they cannot believe in something they cannot see. That thing has to be tangible. And that was why they formed all these artifacts and they're worshiping it.
Yeah, director, sir, please, before I leave, one more thing. I was telling a friend today, like, if these people that brought religion, they had good intention, but I want to ask, is it
who
that
told
they
you
didn't...
They had, hold on, who told you they had good intention?
No, sir, please, let me just land. Where I'm saying is this. For example, in Sweden, human rights is so much upheld that even be you an homosexual, you can walk in the Swedish church. It has no problem. But I want to ask, they brought the Bible to us. Is it that the chapter or the places where Sodom and Gomorrah, where it is in the Bible, has been torn away from all these Bibles?
No.
So
no,
anybody
hold
like...
On, hold on. That one is Old Testament. Behold, everything is now new. A man can marry a man. A woman can marry a woman. And how was a man can marry the goat or the cow? Is all part of the new grace they are living under.
Yeah, meanwhile, director, I want to use this means to announce our meeting, Biafrans in Sweden. We'll be meeting via Skype on Friday, being the Swedish time clock, and, 6 p.m. on Friday, this coming Friday, in 2 days' time. So I want all Biafrans listening in Sweden, that live in Sweden, to please make it a point of duty to attend the meeting. Thank you very much, sir, and good night from Sweden.
Thank you very much, and good night to you as well. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time now is approaching 21 minutes past 10 p.m. here, 21 past 11 in Biafra land. We are live. We are direct. And people are calling. They are listening. We must not forget. We are not going to vote. Anybody going out to vote is not well. We are not going to vote. And if you do not vote, you bring Biafra a lot closer. If you do not vote, you retain the power, you retain your mandate. The power returns to the people, and the people will now decide what to do with it. And I'm sure, collectively, we have said we want Biafra. If you go out that day to vote, anything that happens to you, you will take. You will gladly take it. And also, we have overrun in the morning. We overrun as well this evening. We are also overrunning. And I do not know how, of course... Once you call us, we will be able to take your call. Do we have a caller on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype, or is that jammed as well? I think it is jammed, and maybe that is the cue for us to bring this to an end. We thank all of you that has made this program what it is. As always, here we are brutally open and frank, honest about what we think and our feelings. That is how we learn. That is how we advance. If you have a superior argument, you try and convince us. If we possess one, then you try and acquiesce to what we are saying. But ultimately, it doesn't matter where you worship, what you bow before. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a child of Chukwu Abiama. What matters is that we are marching towards one direction with Chukwu Abiama at the helm of it, and that Biafra is going to come. Because without the grace of heaven, Biafra will not come. That is why to us, some may not like it, but we know what we are talking about. Biafra to us is more than a country. It is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, and sustain each and every one of you. Keep you safe wherever you are, because you listen to his word this very night. And also all your families, wherever they may be. Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra, because Biafra is more important than life itself. Because it is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. We'll be back again tomorrow morning from me, from here, this very moment. It is good evening.
We passed victorious.